the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Black Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe, the Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
Live from Pisgah Memorial Stadium here in Canton, North Carolina, it's the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show, along with my partner, Chuck Freeman. It's Chad Upton here. Tim Hodges back in our Canton studio as we get set for tonight's ball game. Pisgah will host West Henderson. That's homecoming here in Canton. This represents probably, in my mind, the best chance that Pisgah has had, maybe since week one, of getting off the schneid and getting a win here in Ocho.
Well, this is a big game because any time that you're on a negative run that we've been on, you're looking for anything, and right now you got a team searching for just a W. That's all they want. They
absolutely
want you don't worry about next week. You don't worry about 2 weeks from now. You don't worry about the season ending. You worry about tonight. All your focus is on tonight and doing what you have to do to get a W.
Let's break it down just a little bit for us, Chuck. West Henderson comes in tonight. They've scored 174 points on offense. They've scored 70 points on offense. They've given up 174. Pisgah has scored 87, given up 233. One of the Achilles heels for this Pisgah team so far this year has been defense. But this looks like to be a lower scoring football game as West Henderson's offense has not been prolific so far this year.
Well, and again, you got two struggling football teams, so you really don't know what to expect. Yes, we focus in on Pisgah and the defense. Look, the bottom line is that the defensive front is not playing with leverage. They're losing containment, and they're, you know, and their secondary is getting depleted and picked on throughout the thing. And those are the recipes. When you have those three things that are happening, and, you know, this is why you're putting, you know, allowing 47 points a game. But West Henderson's in the struggles, too. And so what you've got is pretty much two reasonably similar football teams that can throw it around a little bit. They can run it a little bit, but they've had some struggles. They're young football teams. So this is, you know, when you're struggling the way that Pisgah is, you're thankful that you're on your home turf on a special night, homecoming, and you're wanting to be able to, you know, you want to get off the schneid, if you will, with that first win against a team like this, and then you can start to roll from there.
And that's a great point. There's two things tonight that I think are key points. Number one, Josh Nell will be back in the lineup. He's out there warming up after those concussion issues. That's a big deal. The second big deal is Pisgah still has a lot to play for here. We're 0-5. Everybody gets it. Everybody understands the struggles and all those kinds of things. But the schedule would lend itself to be reasonable in saying that Pisgah can win the last games of the season here and finish at 5-5 or whatever and still have a chance to host a home playoff game because of the way the subdivision works. So still a lot of football to be played, and there's no sense in just looking for moral victories right now because you can still get real physical victories here against the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference.
Well, as crazy as this sounds, that Pisgah can still obtain a number one seed and a home playoff round, which would end up being a 4, no worse than a 5 seed, because they would take all the Western Conference champions. They would be the 2A conference champion, and they still have that opportunity.
Right.
But here's the thing. All they have to do is win the final three games. They don't have to win tonight. So Coach Presley's gearing up everything to get it going and get this momentum going and starting this thing defensively. We're healthy. We're missing one guy. We'll not have him. So we're going to go this entire season without our starting 11.
Right.
You know, we're missing Levi Holland. He's out for the year. A heck of a football player. But we got everybody back. So the maturation of our young pups out there, they're playing hard. They're playing well. And hopefully this is the opportunity to really put it all together. Offensively, you know, the question mark's been up front. And until we get that offensive line settled. But, you know, folks, we've had to go and switch offenses.
Mm-hmm.
We lost Josh to a concussion. We were trying to work and see if we can be a spread or an eye. And then all of a sudden we lost Josh. And then, you know, the eye and the spread was not conducive to the young kid,
sure,
you know, McKinley Brown brought up. So we had to switch gears and for 2 weeks pretty much put everything on hold and run this and try to get through.
And you say that some difficulty there for a young JV quarterback to come up and play. It's probably less to do with his physical attributes, more to do with just familiarity in the offense.
Right. You're coming up, and that's what he ran, and they wanted to have. He had great success on the junior varsity, and he's a great football player, and he's going to have a great career at Pisgah. But he was running that type of offense on the JVs, and so instead of making him learn something real fast, there was enough pressure on the young man to come in and play against East Henderson and Franklin. And then, you know, that Coach Krupski said, look, we're going to do what he does. And what he's doing down on the junior varsity, and I thought that was wise out of Coach Presley. And again, 17 points, 21 points, you know, if we would have been able to play defense and played sound defense, then it would have been, you know, a different outcome. But, you know, we were put in a bind where we had to go and start chunking it around and trying to play catch up, and pretty soon that just got ugly. So, hey, it's all behind us. 0-5 is behind us. This is a, you know, fresh start. You can say that this, you know, and the wise thing here, and let me bring this up.
Sure.
You know, everybody's been really hard on, you know, the program. You know, there's a lot of fans that just love the program, and you know, there's upset people, and there's people that understand, okay? And people are, what everybody's doing is searching for the reason why this has happened. Folks, don't fret over it. 0-5 is over with. But what you can do is you can be one of two things. You can be on the worst football team in school history, or you can be on the greatest team, on a team that had the greatest turnaround in school history. You can win these five games and run through the playoffs, and then you can turn around and stick out your chest and say, we were on the football team that had the greatest turnaround in school history, and it can start tonight.
Absolutely. Let's take a time out here. You're listening to the Black Bear Cafe preview show on WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Cloudy and cool night here at the stadium. Temperatures at game time were actually 6:30, 57 degrees with a stiff breeze, so it feels much more like football weather. Looking around the West North Carolina Athletic Conference standings, Franklin is on top at 2-0, East Henderson 2-0, and Tuscola is at 2-0. Franklin is 6-0 overall, East Henderson 3-2, Tuscola is 2-4. North Henderson, Smoky Mountain, and Brevard round out the rest of the middle pack of the slate. North and Smoky both have wins. Brevard, West, and Pisgah are 0-2 in the Western Athletic Conference. So it's breaking down very similarly around 3A, 2A lines right now, Chuck. And you got to give Tuscola a little bit of credit. They started off with a poor start, but they've won the last couple games, and they're sitting in pretty decent shape in terms of the conference right now.
Well, they went through a disaster with their quarterback. You know, they lost Rob Howard in the Asheville game, and that game they were going in at the 1-inch line or the 1-yard line. They were going in for a go-ahead score in the second quarter, and they were playing right with Asheville. Fine football team, and lo and behold, a blitz through a vacated hole, and all of a sudden Rob's out for the year. But now we've gotten word that Rob will come back, they think, by the Franklin game. Then they went and put Levi Duffield, the backup quarterback, a superior athlete, tremendous athlete out of Levi, and you know, then he got hurt the next game, and then he went to a wide receiver. So they've had some problems of injury issues the last 2 years. But they went through the non-conference, and already they're starting to go and make a run.
They are, they picked the right time of year to do that. Looking around Western North Carolina, games tonight, Inca at Asheville tonight, McDowell at Irwin, and Robertson at North Buncombe. In the Western Highlands, 1A, 2A, Avery County at Hendersonville, Mitchell at Polk County, Owen at Mountain Heritage, Thomas Jefferson at Madison, the 3-2 mark so far this year, Smoky Mountain 1A, Robbinsville at 3-2, will go to Murphy, Rosman at Andrews, Swain at Hayesville, and those are the games that we have. Reynolds has a big, big game against Shelby Crest tonight, an out-of-conference game in the middle of their season. So it's I'll have to check and see how that one's. Yeah, you can go ahead and do that if you want to. In the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, West and Pisgah here tonight. North Henderson at Tuscola, Brevard at East Henderson tonight, and Franklin at Smoky Mountain. You would think that East Henderson and Franklin would be heavily favored. I think that North Henderson-Tuscola game could be an interesting one, Chuck.
Well, you start looking at the North Henderson-Tuscola and everybody, and it doesn't excite anybody because North Henderson's not your traditional power. But, you know, North Henderson, folks, has got 24 seniors, and anytime you got 24 seniors that are making contributions to your football team, that's why North Henderson's 1-1 in the conference and 2-3, and they're starting to make the surge. So North Henderson's a fine football team and can play havoc in the standings, and they could do it tonight against Tuscola, although I think Tuscola will barely get by.
With that game at Tuscola, certainly helps their playing on the other side of the county this weekend. Let's take another time out. Be back with the Black Bear Cafe preview show in just a moment. This is WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Chad up and Chuck Friedman, it's here from the stadium. Pisgah won last year 24-21 against Weston. 09, West won 28-24. The biggest game that I remember in recent memory in terms of the history of this contest was West winning 6-0 on a very rainy night back in 2005. That was Zach James and that group's junior year,
right,
that played so well in 2006. The next year, we were worried about West Henderson. I remember going to that game, ended up beating them pretty handily, 36-14. But the biggest game that I remember in the history of this series, again, in recent memory, was that 6-0 game.
Well, 6-0, it was just as crazy can be, because it was 0-0 in Tuscola, or excuse me, Pisgah had about four trips in the red zone, and about three of those trips went inside the 10 and could not put any points on the board. And folks, it rained.
It was a miserable night.
Yeah, you couldn't even try a field goal. And then all of a sudden, a miscue, and West finds himself late in the ball game inside the 10, and they lined up and put a strong set. You know, they went 3-by-1 receivers and put the three receivers into the short side of the field, but they lined a tight end, and then they took the wide receiver, or the single back, and ran him off to the wide side, mm-hmm. and nobody yet has picked up that tight end.
It's a great play call throughout time.
Oh, absolutely. So, and that coach has moved on to Brevard. So, but that was a game where it just was, why, you know, it's just, you know, we didn't get the break.
It was a game that I remember feeling like the game was over and it had not started yet. Does that make sense? We're still waiting on the game to start, and it's over.
Well, and these two teams have had a tradition of playing very close games, particularly in here at this stadium, Memorial Stadium, because since David Presley's been the head football coach since 2001, Pisgah's, the average margin of victory has been 6 points.
Right.
So, you know, there's no, you know, I mean, look, folks, we anticipate this thing to be a very close and hard-fought football game, and we're hoping to get the breaks and get the first W, and then we can start this roll. But traditionally, these two teams play some solid football.
Absolutely, they do. Looking again at this game tonight, key player for West Henderson, Brandon Letchworth, has led the Falcons' offense, throwing 134 yards last week, 12 of 25. Against Smoky Mountain. We don't know a whole lot against Smoky Mountain, but it looks like they want to try to throw the football around. 25 times is a good amount for high school football.
Well, and again, you know, they chunk it around. He likes two receivers. So, you know, we haven't played the pass very well because we've not gotten the pressure we needed on the quarterback. And teams, you know, now look at it this way, is that teams, when they need the big plays, go to the pass. And so we're needing some pressure on the quarterback. I think Coach Holloway is going to be dialing up some blitz packages. He's got some stuff that he wants to do to put the pressure on the quarterback. But, you know, the young man's near 50%, so he's not one of those prolific passers. But, Coach Whitaker, who's a very close friend, Paul Whitaker is a very close friend of David Presley, is, you know, Coach Whitaker is just going to, look, he's going to chunk it around.
Mm.
You know, he's going to put the ball in the hands of his quarterbacks, and if he feels he can't run it against the Black Bears, that ball's going to be in the air.
Well, I think the key to this football game is his offense right now. I think defensively we have made some changes and we'll be in pretty good shape, but I'd be very interested to see what kind of moxie our quarterback Josh Nolan comes out with, especially after missing the last couple games and especially with the tenseness. Anytime that you've got situations where you've had turmoil or however you want to describe, you know, what's going on with an 0-5 mark, you really find out pretty quickly about your leadership, about the strength and character of your kids, your fan base, the school student body, everybody involved with the program. I'll be very interested to see how Josh Nolan comes out of this deal. I think he's going to perform very well tonight.
Well, I agree with you on the Josh Nolan aspect of it. Josh Nolan, we know what he can do. He's been doing it for 2.5 years, this into his third year as a starter. Josh Nolan's a playmaker, and he'll make plays on the offensive side, and he does have a moxie. I'm on the opposite side of the fence. I think the key for us is defense, because we know Josh Nolan will make plays and put some points on the board. But if we get into this high, you know, this shootout,
right,
then our kids are going to start wondering, oh, no, here we go again. But if we can get the defense to play, the defensive line to play with leverage, the linebackers to put containment in and push the play back in, and our secondary to stop and shut down the passing game, then all of a sudden that tempo on the defensive side, which we have not seen all season long, comes into play. Now on the defensive side, we're playing like a wild bunch of Banshees. You know, I mean, we're just out there flying all over the place with enthusiasm and passion, and our offense is going to be taken care of when number one gets that first snap, because we're going to roll.
Let's take a time out and be back with more of the Black Bear Cafe preview show in just a moment. This is WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Back live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium, a cool night, a homecoming night. Tailgaters were out at 8 a.m. this morning. I brought my little boy to school. He goes to Bethel. We live over here in Bethel. Elementary school is my little boy's school, and they already had the grill, the huge drag-behind grill. I think the Lehman boys may be responsible for that, but they were already starting their tailgate at 8 a.m., and I was very, very impressed with that. And they've got a good crowd over here. They park over here behind the south end zone here. They've got a great crowd over there. So glad to see those folks enjoying the cool weather and understand what to do on game day. Tailgating is a big part of that.
Well, it tells me a lot about the Pisgah fan base, because it's not, you know, the record may not be what they like, but, you know, they're going to come out and support the boys. Because, look, the bottom line is, after this game, you got to wait till the season, you know, regular season finale against Brevard before they come back home, because we're going on a road trip for 3 weeks. That dreaded 3-week road trip that, you know, when they started this conference, I never did like it then, I don't like it now, but they're going to go on the road and going to play, start it with Tuscola and then North Henderson and Smoky Mountain. So it's going to be 4 weeks before we're back here, the last 28th of October. And if we make this run, which I think we can, then we're going to turn around and, you know, we could, you know, if we do what we're supposed to do, we got some playoffs, you know, to go to.
I certainly agree with you. I think that's going to be the way this thing's going to shake out in terms of everything that's happened. I think I lean more to what you're talking about in terms of the team that made the greatest change in their fortune in the middle of the year, and that's something to build off of for a long time.
Let me make this one real quick statement. Through all this adversity, the only one thing that's impressed me the most, the character of the head football coach. He's never wavered on these kids. He has stayed steadfastly. He's got their back. He loves these kids. He, you know, keeps coaching them hard, and he coaches them up every week, and he believes these kids can do it, and he's never wavered.
And that's what I told you, you know, like we've talked about before. When you're talking about character, you find out a character in terms of people's resiliency and all those kinds of things during adversity. If you get through life without adversity in your life, I'd love to shake your hand and meet you. Everybody goes through something.
states and countries and individuals and families go through things in their life and in terms of adversity, find out about their character a little bit. And once you go through some of that adversity, I think that it could be a good thing for this group of kids. You've got kids here that many of which are sophomores and juniors that are going to be back. They know what losing tastes like now, and they don't like it.
No.
And we haven't had to deal with that lately. So that's going to make you want to work harder to do the things that you need to do in the off-season, workout programs and all that kind of stuff, because you were not going to be satisfied with being this way. And I don't think anybody in the community is going to feel that way either. I certainly believe that's what's going to happen here. Looking at college football over the weekend, some big games, and again, in college football, teams are starting to play within their conference, so the games are getting a little bit better. On Saturday, Kentucky at LSU, Ball State at Oklahoma, Alabama at Florida, Nevada at Boise State, and this is top 25 coming up this weekend. UCLA at Stanford. Nebraska at Wisconsin is a big one. That'll be a game tomorrow night.
Boy, that's number 8 at number
7. Go ahead and talk about that.
Well, you know, that is a, you know, that's Nebraska's first Big Ten game, being in, you know, new into the Big Ten. And my brother is out at Nebraska. Michigan State soccer team's out there playing right now. They're ahead 1-0. But, you know, it's just... that is a super game because you've got Wisconsin led by the former NC State quarterback. And I laugh because Russell Wilson, he wasn't good enough to quarterback at NC State, but now he's a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Do you ever recall a situation like that? I don't either, where you've got that caliber of a player, and I watched him play. Well, you and I both watched him play last year in Raleigh. And
he was special.
I thought
plays.
He was too. But and you know, State has suffered from his loss this year.
Oh, and that was indicative of the last Thursday night game where they just got hammered by Cincinnati in Cincinnati. So, but Nebraska 4-0, ranked 8th, number 7 Wisconsin hosting the Cornhuskers, and that's going to be a huge game in Madison, Wisconsin.
Other games: Auburn at South Carolina. I'm not figured out Auburn yet. Auburn is unranked. They play at South Carolina. I think Auburn gets
out South Carolina. Those are two teams right there that are just, you know, you got Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde team.
Well, you've got Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in your backfield. You've got Marcus Lattimore, who goes out there and is all world, and then you worry about Garcia. And the media has been on him quite a bit. I'm not real sure what to make of that. I don't know if South Carolina is going to be able to maintain the situation that they've got at quarterback. I don't know.
Well, you know, Auburn's just been lucky. And it started with down 10 points with 2 minutes to go in the game and somehow found a way in the opener to beat Utah State. And then they turn around and they just got hammered by Clemson, which is, you know, that's the next game you're going to bring up. But, you know, Clemson's going on the road for the first time this year. And somebody asked me, do you think Clemson can win it? And I said, you know, I really don't. Because the very simple reason is Clemson, it's hard to ask a team to play two back-to-back.
At that level.
High level, real big games, yeah. National. And you're now asking Clemson to do 3 in a row,
yeah.
And then do the third one on the road?
I totally agree. Clemson at Virginia Tech, those are both 4-0 teams tomorrow. Texas A&M at Arkansas is another good football game. That would be at Cowboys Stadium. Baylor at Kansas State. Texas at Iowa State, that's the number 17 Texas team that's 3-0 against Iowa State that's 3-0. A little bit of a shock out there for them. They beat Iowa, I believe, earlier in the year, and they were not supposed to. Minnesota and Michigan,
that's for the
Wolverines are 4-0.
Yeah, we got that little brown jug on the line right there.
And you've still got a pretty young football team right now. It's starting to make some changes in terms of getting back to where they were.
Well, you know, again, as that Brady Hoke at Michigan's brought in the way they run the football and the eye formation, but it hasn't gelled as much, but they can move the football, and they just said, look, as long as we got a weapon, Denard Robinson, we're going to run the offense that he can run, and at times we'll run a few of that eye formation. But I'm really impressed with the improvement of the defense. It's not there to be, you know, I think they're a little overrated right now, but you know, that's fine. You got to make the improvements. They were so poor. They were one of the worst defenses in the country, but now they're starting to play defense. You can see them there. In a year or two, they're going to be back to the Michigan defense.
They will be, I think so too. Southern Methodist at TCU. TCU, Texas Christian is 3-1, ranked 20th. Georgia Tech at number 21 is 4-0. We both like Georgia Tech.
Well, we both love Georgia Tech's offense. We love Georgia Tech's head coach. Paul Johnson, who's a Western Carolina, 1979 Western Carolina graduate, and we just love what Georgia Tech does with the way they run that offense, and it just I love that offense.
I totally
do. Long triple option and everything, and they run it so well.
One of the things I heard someone say last week, and Dad and I were coming back from the Appalachian game. One of the things I heard someone say on the radio last week is that. That offense allows maybe their personnel, especially up front, maybe not to be as good as how can I put this? They can find a way to make things happen with maybe some inferior personnel up front. Because it's not straight on types of deals. You've got to make seals and those kinds of things.
Well, and here's the way the concept works, and real quick about it is that what gives defenses fits is the triple option. But when you add that very quick motion in the backfield one way or the other, and they're going all over, defenses, great athletic defenses, have all of a sudden they can't change. They got all of a sudden you take them from just reacting to where they're starting to read, and when they start reading and playing and thinking, they slow down.
Right.
And then they make mistakes, and they found out that when you have those quick motions, defenses can never react to the motion fast enough.
Right.
So they're always a step behind, and that's why that offense can put points on the board. But what we noticed was they're chunking the ball.
Yeah.
They got like 6'4" sprinters on the edges, and Tevin Washington, their quarterback, going into last week's football game, had 8 passes that went over 20 yards.
And I think that makes them so dynamic when they can do that, too. I was impressed with them defensively when we watched them play in Atlanta. I thought that they brought the wood and hit people hard.
I agree with you on that.
Other games in the top 25, Northwestern at Illinois, Oregon State is 0-3. They've dropped off significantly in the last couple of years. At Arizona State, that's 3-1. Last night, Pittsburgh upset South Florida 44-17. That game, maybe not being upset?
That's an unranked Pittsburgh team hosting the number 16 team who beat Notre Dame in the opener and came in at 4-0, and not just beat them, they throttled them.
Game was close in the first half, then it got out of hand.
Then it got really out of hand.
They have Pittsburgh's got a little tailback I thought was very impressive. I can't remember his name.
Graham.
Right. Yes.
Graham was just awesome.
Shifty.
I mean, he had them feet where you had guys coming in and bolting towards the legs, and he'd sidestep them and then take another 2 or 3 step gain and then sidestep another guy. I mean, he was so crafty with that football in his hands.
Other games to look at, Utah State at BYU. That's the 8 o'clock game tonight. We'll keep an eye on that one and let you know about that one. Penn State at Indiana, Michigan State at Ohio State tomorrow. Notre Dame at Purdue. Notre Dame is a heavy favorite against the Boilermakers tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. In the SEC, Mississippi State at Georgia, Buffalo at Tennessee, Ole Miss at Fresno State. Is Tennessee beginning to turn things around a little bit with their
program? I like their quarterback. I mean, Tyler Bray is a sensational quarterback, you know, at 6'6". And, yeah, they got Ole Miss at 230, and he's got to be only 190. I want to see the scales if he gets on it. But I'm telling you what, he's got – you know who he reminds me of? Dan Marino.
Right.
When I was a younger man watching Dan Marino, the way he releases him and the accuracy of his throws, Tyler Bray reminds me of Dan Marino. I like Tennessee and what Derek Dooley is doing. I like the Vols.
Texas Tech at Kansas. Texas Tech going to the ACC next year. The ACC next year, correct?
Well, we think.
We'll just have to see how it all plays out. There's a lot of teams looking at changing.
I mean, they have been officially, you know, and somebody said today on one of the college football programs, getting previews for this upcoming weekend, and it was Tommy Bowden. He said the expansions and the realignments are not done. There's going to be a whole lot more coming.
What do you make of all this? You're going to have conferences that have 16 and 17 teams or whatever in their conference.
Everybody,
that's an exaggeration, but you're going to see some conferences die.
Well, yeah, you will. But what you know, I'm a playoff proponent, and what I see out of this, my first reaction is, well, it's not good for college. But you got to understand, our entire life, and even before we were born, college conferences were always realigning. Teams were leaving the conferences. South Carolina left. You know, was an independent at one time and then joined the SEC. They've realigned. But what it's doing is if they go all these 4 big conferences, the Big Ten, the Southeastern Conference, the Pac-12, and probably looking at the Big 12, if they can, Big 9 if you call them now, if they can get their act together, then what you can see out of that is a playoff system after, because you really don't need the bowl system after that.
Well, right now I think what it does in terms of the bowl system, it guarantees better chances at games. When bowls – have contracts with conferences, then take Tennessee, for example. Tennessee has a winning record. They'll go to a bowl game. And if for no other reason, because they belong to the SEC, and the SEC has a contract with some of the lower, you know, mini bowl games, but some of the lower tier bowl games. Whereas on the reverse side, if you're coming from a conference like the WAC or the MAC, you might have to be a little bit better ranked in that conference to get a bowl bid. So it helps them with the bowl bids, I think, right now in the short term.
And I see that the BCS will then incorporate the 8 super conferences and take the 2. You'll have a conference division winner, 2 conference division winners out of each of the super. So you have 8 teams, and you play a mini playoff system. And it's done it's done in 3. You know, to get the national title game, you're done. You're there in 3. And then the others, they could still keep bowls for the minors just for, a souvenir or a bone, if you will. Yeah. Throw them a bone and let them play in these, before the New Year's.
Yeah.
I see these super conferences, once they realign, then they're going to incorporate a playoff. I like it with a playoff.
Let's take a quick time out here and finish up the Black Bear Cafe preview show. We'll be back with more college football when we return. This is WPTO Radio, the voice the Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003. It's the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Black Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe. The Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
The following is a presentation of WPTL Sports. Pisgah High School Football is on the air. Join us for Voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and color commentator Chuck Fiebernetz, bringing you all the action of Pisgah High School Black Bear Football. Live here on AM 920 and streaming on the World Wide Web at WPTLRadio.net.
Live from Pisgah Memorial Stadium in Canton, North Carolina tonight, the West Henderson Falcons will take on the Pisgah Black Bears here at Pisgah Memorial Stadium, along with my broadcast partner, Chuck Fieber, and it's Chad Upton.
That's Phil.
Tim Hodges back in our Canton studio as we get set for tonight. We're right in the middle of our college football coverage when we finished up the Black Bear Cafe preview show in the FCS, the Football Championship Series, formerly 1AA football. Georgia Southern at 3-0 takes on Elon 3-1. Let's just start right there. Elon's a team that has been good of late, maybe down a little bit this year, but that game is at Elon. Georgia Southern could get tripped up. We'll see.
Well, that's number one, Georgia Southern, a fine football team that runs Paul Johnson's offense. That's a protege. Coach Monk has cut his teeth under Paul Johnson, and he's running that offense down there, and watched them last week against Western Carolina, and I tell you, they run it well. But that's number one on the road at Elon.
Absolutely.
And that's a hard place to pull off a win.
It is.
Ask Appalachian State.
Absolutely. You don't have to tell me. I understand that. Northern Iowa and Missouri State. Missouri State's 0-4. That shouldn't be a problem for Northern Iowa. They're number 2 in the country. Appalachian State, 3-1, a big, big victory last week against a very good Chattanooga team. Goes to Wofford at 2-1.
Well, and here again, you're talking about the best 1AA football conference in America, and that's the Southern Conference. Number 3, Appalachian State, travels down to number 8, Wofford. 3 top 10 teams out of the same conference. And Wofford, we know that's another play. And those two teams, when they get together, hairy stuff, I mean, crazy stuff happens.
Yeah.
And so the Terriers are just sitting there at 2-1, ranked 8th, a fine football team. And this is the same team that was 30 loss to Clemson, the Clemson team that dogged Florida State and Auburn, lost to Clemson the week before the Auburn game, 35-27. 35-27, they lost to Clemson. So, you know, Wofford's a fine football team. Coach Ayers does a great job every year for the Terriers. Appalachian State, folks. You know, they just roll. You know, the offense, against a great team on Chattanooga, didn't play as well as they wanted to, but their defense sure did.
Absolutely. The defense is what won the football game. Two scores. One was an interception that was returned. You also had one of the worst snaps that I've ever seen in a college football game was returned all the way back after a field goal attempt for another touchdown. Appalachian State defense was very solid last week. I watched them with Dad, and I thought that they were very good defensively right now. So they had five sacks on a very good quarterback. I never felt real threatened by their offense when I was watching that game. So if Appalachian State can put that offense back on the field and be successful, they've certainly got the players with Brian Quick and with DeAndre Presley and Travaris Cadet. And some of the other guys, Cedric Baker, Boney, they've got some players. They just reload Chuck at Appalachian State every single year.
Well, you know, when my son played there from 99 to 2003, they had a good football team. And it just takes one great recruiting class, and that's, you know, and that rolls you in. And once you start having the success, and then all of a sudden, you know, I mean, they weren't putting in 30,000 people when my son was there from 99 to 2003.
Right.
Their highest crowd totals were like 17,000
right.
people.
Right.
Now they get 30. You know, 22 to 30, depending on the opponent in the game. But, you know, so Apps got, you know, they got the recruiting class, and now they're starting to every year reload.
Our Big Black lead sponsors tonight, Carolina Pawn and Gun, Midwest Haywood, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, also by Bill Clark Nationwide Insurance, Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Watch Us Grow, building across the street, Haywood EMC, Burger King of Canton, and Jim Bromley, your Edward Jones Investment Center. Let's take a time out. Be back with more. We'll talk NFL when we return. You're listening to WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't going to bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements at MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home, to major cancer treatments. It's all here, so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium as we get set for Pisgah and West Henderson coming up at the bottom of the hour. Going back to college football a little bit right now, Gardner Webb at Samford in the Southern Conference. Furman at Western. Furman comes in at 2-1. They're down a little bit. They're not what they were at some point in time. Western at 1-2. That game will be carried right here on the Catamount Sports Network on WPTL. 6 o'clock is a kick.
Well, I can't wait. That's the game I'm going to be at tomorrow covering the Western Carolina catamount. I think this is a super game. I love what Coach Dennis Wagner is doing at Western Carolina. He's one of those good guys in college football. He's doing it the right way. I see marked improvement out of this football team. They got a running back. You know, they got two running backs, Michael Johnson, and they got Sean Warren, a true freshman, absolutely a dynamic running back who's on the Walter Payton watch list right now. Brian Petchloff, a 6'7" left-handed quarterback that can throw it around the field. They got a very good defensive line. I just see some marked improvements, and I really think tomorrow the Catamounts take the Paladins and pick up a win.
That would be a huge win for their program right now.
Absolutely, and it starts things because now you're 2-2, and you got you're 1-1 in the conference.
That's right.
And you got Elon the following week at home.
Well, certainly Western can make some ground. Georgia Southern leads the Southern Conference at 2-0. Appalachian State, Elon, Furman, and Wofford at 1-0. Chattanooga and Western at 0-1. Sanford and the Citadel at 0-2. This is a time I think that Western can get out of the basement a little bit because the Citadel and Sanford don't seem like they're really, really good football teams. The top five football teams are probably in a different stratosphere in terms of where they are and where they're going to be at the end of the year. But Western can make some move up the chart.
Well, in tomorrow's game, Western always has this penchant for playing Furman real tough and pulling off. Because I remember Furman coming in high ranked. I think they were number two in the nation at one time, and they came in a few years ago, and Western just took it to them in a big way. And so I think that's a big game. That is a big game for Western Carolina. But again, I think having to play Georgia Southern on the road, once they got through that initial shock, but they still battled throughout the football game, had some chances
right
late in the game to add some more points on the game. They moved the football against a number one ranked football team, so they're going to put some points on the board, I can see, tomorrow. And if they can play some good sound defense against the Paladins, Western Carolina comes out of there and goes 2-2 under Dennis Wagner.
Other games in Division II South Atlantic Conference, Carson Emmett and Wingate, Marshall at Newberry, Finley at Indianapolis, Tusculum at Brevard College, North Carolina Pembroke at Catawba, Lenore Ryan at North Greenville. Smaller college games tonight. I've got to mention this. Most of these are up your way. Albion at Kalamazoo at 1, Adrian at Trini at 1, and Hope at Alma College. Alma College is
the alma mater of the Godfather.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely,
sir. The Fighting Scots are going to host them evil, dastardly, flying Dutchmen from Hope College. And I tell you what, folks, it's going to be rocking and rolling in Alma, Michigan tomorrow. So keep your eye on that scoreboard, and let's see if Alma can pull off a win against Hope.
I'll make that trip with you one day. If you want to go to a game on the set, we'd have to fly out probably after Friday night or something. But I'll go to a game with you sometime.
Great place, great people. Small
what town is it
football
in?
It's in Alma, Michigan.
Which is within relation to
Flint. Dead center. It's north, 60 miles north of Lansing. Dead center in the hand of Michigan.
NFL football coming up tomorrow. Detroit at Dallas, a very interesting ball game. Everybody loves Detroit right now. Detroit, I think, is gone 3-0 so far. Carolina at Chicago, Buffalo at Cincinnati, Tennessee at Cleveland, Minnesota at Kansas City, Washington at St. Louis, New Orleans at Jacksonville, Pittsburgh at Houston, San Francisco at Philadelphia. Those are the early start games on Sunday. The Giants at Arizona, Falcons at Seattle, Miami at San Diego, New England at Oakland, Denver at Green Bay, and the Jets take on the Ravens. That's the 8:20 game on Sunday night. Indianapolis plays Tampa Bay at 8:30. First things first, talk about Detroit.
I tell you what, we're all shocked. We're all happy.
Is it sustainable, I guess, is my question.
Well, Nick Burleson, the way they're playing, yes. I don't know if they, you always get injuries, and you just don't want, when injuries occur, are they going to be devastating injuries? Because I think that we're in the process of building. Coach Schwartz has done a fabulous job. He's a defensive-minded football coach, and he's got a really strong defense. But everybody's talking about the play of Matthew Stafford, former Georgia Bulldog, and absolutely a number one draft pick. And he is doing it, and we just didn't think he would.
I'll tell you what I think is the biggest thing for Matthew Stafford right now. He just isn't turning the football over, and that's a big deal in the NFL.
Well, you score points, as Ron Jaworski says, you score points by the pass. and you got to have a solid passing game, because the pass, you know, 6 points come through the pass more than they do on the run, and that's what Detroit's doing. They're putting points, 6 points, by a very sound passing game. If Stafford can stay healthy, they have a shot. You know, no, I'm a realist. You know, we've lived through the difficulties of the Detroit Lions for decades, not years, decades. And you know, going now, this is the test. This is the test. They got their first win in, I think, 4 years on the road last week in overtime against Minnesota. Detroit going down there undefeated. They're going to go play Dallas, who's 2-1, and let's find out what they got.
Pittsburgh at Houston tomorrow, an interesting game there. Pittsburgh and Houston hooking up. Houston's played very, very good football of late. They're 2-1. Other games to look at, these two teams, I think, are in desperate need of wins if they're going to be what they thought they were going to be. San Francisco at Philadelphia. Philadelphia's 1-2. Atlanta at Seattle. The Falcons are 1-2. Both those teams were picked to finish very well and be in the playoffs this year. Hadn't worked out so far.
Well, Falcons, you know, stumbled at Tampa Bay last week, but Falcons, they played a much better football game on the road, but now they got to go on the road out to Seattle. I see this growth out of Atlanta. I like Matt Ryan. He's a great quarterback. I love the coach, and I like the way that, you know, they got Julio Jones. They got some weapons.
Julio Jones had over 150 yards catching the football. And his light bulbs come on. I feel like if Atlanta can get Roddy White back into the mix, Michael Turner has had two or three games where he's rushed for over 100 yards. If they can get those things fixed, that will certainly help. The other thing that has been accused of the Falcons, though, is they've not been protecting Matt Ryan. My argument is I'm not sure it's as much that as it is Matt Ryan maybe needs to get the football out of his hands a little bit quicker. And that goes out to your receivers getting off getting off the line of scrimmage and getting open a little bit quicker. I think is one of the things that needs to happen. And no one's saying that, but that's what I'm seeing.
Well, you find that, and that's a characteristic of a team that has a good quarterback, a very solid quarterback, and young rookie receivers, because they're being tested by press coverage. So they have got their you know, you're throwing the ball into traffic. You're having to thread needles a lot of times. And so once they start to burn those secondaries and those defensive cover people and burn them good, then you're going to start seeing a little backing off a little bit, because, you know, you don't want to give up those big plays.
Right.
Julio's the type of guy that can do that. Roddy White can do that. So they got weapons, but they just have some young receivers. And if the young receivers develop fast, then you're going to see what you want to see. But I also think Atlanta has to run the football.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, they got to be efficient to run that football.
Right, I agree.
And, you know, and so, you know, if you start pinning your ears back on defense when you're playing Atlanta and come at Ryan and, you know, putting blitz packages together, and if you can't beat that blitz with a draw or some running play and catch him in a pass blitz and make some big running plays, then then you're going to have trouble running your offense.
I think running the football is a key, and I think that will eventually buy time for Matt Ryan to throw the football down the field. He's got the weapons down to throw downfield with Julio Jones. He just needs that little bit of extra help, I think.
And then the other game, I just like what Harbaugh's doing at San Francisco and what's happening in Philadelphia.
That's a great question. They had a dream team. They're 1-2 right now. Michael Vick has had two injuries now, and now there are questions about his rigidity. Is he a frail quarterback sitting in that pocket now?
Well, watching NFL Network, and this was the thing, the cumulative effect of the two injuries on Michael Vick, the major concussion, which I don't think, when you get a concussion early in the season, that stays with you for a long time. And, you know, because he didn't sit out a game. He'd come back the next week. And then the hand injury, which they thought initially was broken, so it tells me that was a real severe hand injury. Now he's going to start again, and he's not going to be at 100%. So all it will do is it'll take one good hit, and then boom, he's injured again. Now he got quarterback issues. But Philadelphia is just not playing up to par.
Are they going to fix it by the time the year's over?
Yeah, I think so. I like Andy Reid. I like, you know, a guy that can fix it's Andy Reid, and I think he can do that. But, you know, the key to fixing it is that you got to have a healthy Michael Vick.
No, there's no doubt about it, because Vince Young is hurt, and he may probably, I don't think he's the answer either, so Michael Vick has to play for them to be successful, particularly on offense.
That's the key point. Michael Vick has to play, because they can't fix it if they have to go to 2 or 3 on the depth chart at the quarterback spot.
Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show, live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant on Highway 276. Coach Presley and I will talk Pisgah football, and that's brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Pat Morgan and Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, Pioneer Seed Supply, Single Stop Stores, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. You can listen live, check us out on the web, or join us in person tomorrow morning at the Jukebox. Let's take a timeout for our national anthem. When we come back, we'll get you set for tonight's game between West Henderson and Pisgah. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Jones Body Shop and Service Center is the one stop to keep your vehicles looking good and running well. There's expert body work from frame straightening to collision repair, restoration, and a deep cleaning paint job. Jones Body Shop prides themselves in satisfied customers. For mechanical work, they handle all minor mechanical repairs. Discuss your need with Jimmy Jones or Jason Jones at Jones Body Shop and Service Center. New Clyde Highway, Canton. Call 648-8304.
Burger King in Camden at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Camden, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Seasons change, each one bringing different needs and requirements. Financial institutions change due to technology, customer requests, and government mandates. One thing that will never change at WNC Community Credit Union is our commitment to customer satisfaction. Try us out. You won't be disappointed, ever. WNC Community Credit Union, 65 Eagles Nest Road, insured by the NCUA.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Live here at Pisgah Memorial Stadium. It's homecoming night for the Black Bears, and Pisgah desperately needs a win here. 0-5. West Henderson hasn't fared much better so far this year. If we're going to do it, this is probably a great time to get it started, Chuck.
Well, it is. We've gone through, I think it was a combined 19-8 record of 3-9 conference games against three very talented football teams. And we probably started this conference play 2 weeks ago against two of the better teams in the Western North Carolina Conference. So, 0-5, that's what we're staring at. That's a reality. But tonight, all that can go away with a win. And, I talked to Coach Presley this week about this week's practice, and Coach said that it was a fantastic practice. Come Monday, those kids came in ready to work, ready to get better. They got some people back. Obviously, we talked about that earlier in the pregame. And he said, and they were focused and they worked tired. We had a great week of practice. So the kids are upbeat. They're looking forward to this. And so that's what we need. We're getting better on some aspects, but if we just play with great passion, and everything else will take care of itself. I could see this football team do it, but it's going to be a dogfight. I mean, you're going to be in a fight tonight. This is going to be one of those games where, it may look like it gets out of the way. You got a threat out of West Henderson who can throw the football. Letchworth is a heck of a quarterback. But, if we can just get some turnovers. But you have highlighted this. We have to take care of the football when we have it on the offensive side.
Absolutely.
We can't give up the ball in back in our territory on a short field. We've got to execute, and that's all going to be based on our offensive line. Can they get the job done? But this is going to be a fight with a team that's also searching for their first win in the conference, and they only come in at 1-5. So, somebody wants to get healthy and start a run,
right,
a late season run, and I like the Pisgah Black Bears in this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that this is the night that things start to happen for us a little bit and get things back under control and respectable. The biggest thing in my mind, and I've said this for 2 or 3 weeks in a row, based on what we've seen in terms of the way the offense runs, in terms of the way we score points. Pisgah cannot afford, particularly in the first half, to get down by 14, 21, 28 points or whatever, because that makes it very difficult to come back and surmount a win. You don't have a lot of time in high school football. I mean, it's not like the NFL or college where you've got a ton of time on the clock. We can't afford to get down really early and be able to come back, because we haven't shown impetus, really, for throwing the ball downfield in bunches so far this year.
Well, and I agree with you. That's an astute observation. You know, four of our five games, we were down anywhere from 14 to 21 points at the end of the first quarter. You know, we've had the only other game is that we carried a 35-13 lead, and it looked like we were turning things around against Inca. And Inca's comeback, I think, what Inca did to us in that last quarter and a half has still stayed with this football team for a long time. It's like we just couldn't get our, you know, get the fog out of our head. We couldn't understand what just took place, and it, you know, when they put the kids down 0-2, they began to doubt, and that, you know, lack of confidence creeped in there. And so Coach Presley and the staff has worked extremely hard at really building the confidence level. A great crowd tonight as I'm looking around, you know, from the home side. So, you know, they're going to need that energy that the crowd can give them. And again, a great run. Winning the last five football games of your season is really big, and that turns things around. That really, and you can carry and go into the playoffs. You know, I remember years ago a team out of the East, White Oak, that was in a similar situation, went into the state playoffs with a 5-5 record and ended up playing in the state championship. You know, I mean, that says something about kids' resiliency. Is
absolutely.
That once things start to turn around, you get some people back, they're all healthy, but what has to happen, the Parker Baileys, the Heath Stevens, the Dalton James, and the Matthew Emmon seniors have got to step up. Dalton Trammell have got to step up and lead this football team out of this thing.
And I understand that their time is limited here, that there's not going to be much longer than these games. And Coach Presley says that just about every Saturday morning during his show, that before you know it, it's over. So you got to get what you can get out of it. Every single snap, every single. You can't take plays off like Randy Bosta. You've got to go out there and make a play every single time, particularly if you want to get back to where you need to be.
Well, and the highlight on that fact is I can guarantee you one thing, is that the season will end for seniors on October 28th. Now, you know it's, you know, you're not guaranteed a spot
no,
in the
not.
Playoffs, but you are guaranteed that that season comes to an end on Friday night about 10 o'clock on October 28th. You've got less than a month left in your career of all the times that you played up through the little leagues and middle school and now high school. It's less than a month away, 30 days, 28 days, 29 days away, and I can guarantee that. So it's up to the kids. You want to go out, you know, in style, you know, and if you play well, then you can extend your season one more week, because there's no guarantee, you know, that you can go into the playoffs or even beyond one week. Again, it's up to the kids, but I can guarantee that season ends for a lot of football seniors on October 28th.
It comes and goes so quickly. The Pisgah-Tuscola rivalry continues, and that's my most difficult word is rivalry, continues with a canned food drive competition on the October 7th game at C.E. Weatherby. Playing on Tuscola's home field, fans are asked to bring canned foods to the game. Collection will take place at each gate and placed on your team's side of the trailer. By halftime, a winner will be announced, and food will go to food pantries in the county, including Haywood Christian Ministries and the Community Kitchen. Show your team spirit and support your neighbors in need next week for the Pisgah-Tuscola game. The Pisgah Leo Club is manning collections from the Pisgah fans, and I know that the Leo Club very proud of that bunch for putting this thing together. I think that's going to be a big success. This time of year, when you've got Thanksgiving and Christmas coming down the road, not too long away, people are still hurrying, and that's a big deal to get them set to go.
Now, they had the coin toss, and we're going to get the football, so we're going to put Josh Nolan back on the field leading this football team, and we're going to try and put 7 points on the board real early.
Wes Henderson comes out tonight, white shirts, white pants, white helmets with a falcon on them, with blue and red trim. Black Bears tonight, black shirts, black pants, black helmets with the white Power P on them. A little bit different look to the pants tonight. This is a set of pants I haven't seen. They got a white stripe down the side that reminds you of Atlanta Falcons pants. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but yeah. He's broken out a new set of pants. They're not the same as the solid black that we typically wear.
Well, I'm a uniform connoisseur, and
they must be new or just something else. I don't know. Ball falls off the tee, almost set to get underway. 55 degrees, mostly cloudy skies here at the stadium tonight. Temperatures will ease back down into the low 40s by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow won't be much better with temperatures in the 30s in the evening. But it's football weather, and it's a lot better than what we were in August in terms of temperature. Here's the kick. Pisgah will return. Ball will be fielded by Inman at the one. Stumbles and goes down at the 10-yard line. Now back up. He must have not touched a knee. Inman in trouble, and he'll go down. At about the 14-yard line, difficulty on that return, but better than it could have been.
Well, he stumbled and fell onto all fours, but the ball was about a foot away from him. He dropped the football, so it's an auspicious start for the Pisgah. But we're
inauspicious.
So we're going to sit there and we're going to pick it up from where about inside the 15-yard line.
Just like the 14.
All right.
Black Bears send one receiver, two receivers to each side. They're going to spread it out to begin with. Josh Nolan, shotgun, snap. Two-step drop, looks left side, throws him an incomplete. It was short, but he was open in the middle of the field, Chuck.
Well, I like the play call out of Coach Presley. He's found a seam already in the defensive side of Wes Henderson, and that he brought up Matthew Inman from a slot receiver running up the seam, and he had man-to-man coverage, which he beat, but Josh just didn't put enough on the ball. Looked a little unsure of himself when he released that football.
Anderson splits out wide to the left. Inman slot left. And then two receivers to the right side. Snap. One step drop this time. Left side throws. Caught in a first down at about the 26-yard line. The ball comes out, but not after it's a first down for Jesse Anderson and a first down for the Big Black.
Great pitch and catch out of the junior quarterback Nolan on a deep hitch route to Jesse Anderson, who really came off on a great stem, made that cornerback think he was going deep, and then broke it off, and that really looked good. So Wes Henderson already has looked, calling the timeout right now, Wes Henderson's doing, that tells me they were prepared for this.
Absolutely. Let's take a timeout with them. No score. 11:37 left to play first quarter. Pisgah has a first down when we return. WPTL Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. for Nationwide Insurance.
Accidents happen. You just never expect them to happen to you. That's why Nationwide Insurance, the leading insurance provider in North Carolina, offers accident forgiveness. Nationwide is on your side.
To learn more about accident forgiveness from Nationwide or get a free quote, call Bill Clark, 648-1009, 167 Park Street, Camden.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Accident forgiveness is an optional feature.
Now, back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Biebernitz.
Back live at Pisgah Memorial Stadium, a bad snap to Josh Nolan. He was not prepared, goes all the way back to the goal line. Josh Nolan picks it up at the 6. So after a great first play, now Pisgah is in trouble underneath the shadow of their end zone.
Well, this is going to be a difficult situation because while we were waiting for the comeback out of the commercial break, all of a sudden we just saw that ball rocket back over Josh Nolan's head, and we were worried about him staying in the end zone, but he made a great play out of a bad situation.
Black Bears will go under center eye formation. One wing, one receiver to the left side. Here's a give off the left side. That's Kyle Bloom on the carry. He picks up to the 12-yard line. Pisgah needs the 36-yard line to make this happen. Just underway at Pisgah Memorial, 10:41 left to play. First quarter does score Pisgah on their first possession of the game. They've got a third and long that they're going to have to manage somehow.
And I'm telling you, what Josh Nolan just did is he went to the white hat and whispered something to him, and the white hat went up behind the back judge. I believe Wes Henderson may be trying to call cadence out there, and Josh is letting the white hat know that.
Snap, play action, left side, time, throws, Inman, incomplete. And he would have only gotten back to the original line of scrimmage had he caught that anyway. Pisgah will have to punt here. deep in their territory.
Yeah, Josh looks a little rusty. You can see that the 2 weeks is right now. That ball just stayed in his hand. It was almost like he just lofting the ball. It's not the real hard throw. So, Josh is going to have to find some rhythm again because he's had two open receivers that he's underthrown both times.
Twiggy will punt. He stands at his goal line. West has two return men standing at our 40-yard line on fourth down. Snap wasn't a great one, and he gets the punt away. High end over end. We'll take a Pisgah roll all the way back down to the 40 to the 37-yard line of West Henderson. So an excellent punt there for Twiggy.
Boy, I tell you what, at first I thought that Twiggy was going to run with that. He got that. It's one of those running gate
a rugby play.
And
Australian
all of a sudden, he
football.
Just pulled it up and then kicked it right at the last second, avoiding two West Henderson Falcons who were right there on the spot with him and got a great roll.
Falcons attempted 25 throws last week. They come out tonight, three receivers to the far side, one near, and they'll start out shotgun from the 37-yard line. Snap. Play, no, he's going to keep and go up for about a yard. Maybe not even that. I think he got back to the original line of scrimmage. It was a quarterback draw. It'll be second and long. He did lose 1 yard.
Well, that was a race between the two defensive ends, Kyle Bloom and Garrett Holland, just raced to get to the quarterback. It was, as you said, a quarterback draw, but nobody blocked the defensive end.
Three receivers right, one to the left on second and 11. Snap. Looks right side, throws out there, caught and tackled immediately out there by Jesse Anderson, the corner. He picks up about five. It'll be third and five coming up now for the Falcons.
That was a great, I tell you what, it was just nice a little hit. Jesse was giving him a little cushion, but when the young man caught that ball for West Henderson, Jesse Anderson brought him down real quick with a solid, crisp tackle.
Third and five West, three receivers left, one right, shotgun. They look over to get their sign. Pisgah wants a hold right here to get the football back. Snap, rolls to the left side, loads up, throws. It's going to be almost picked off down there, right in the hands of Matthew Inman. It'll be punt time for the Falcons.
And they are sending on the punt. And boy, Matthew Inman wanted that back. He pulled his head up because he saw, I know what he thought. He thought, pick six right here. I'm going six with this. And just he looked up as the ball was reaching his knees instead of making sure he had it. He was thinking he was catching it, but he looked up before he had the ball.
Inman now a chance to redeem, and he will return this punt. Pisgah stacks 10 on the line of scrimmage. Snap. And he's going to run with it. He's going to follow the football. Pisgah's got a chance. They pick it up at the 20-yard line all the way to the 15. It's first down for the Big Black. He mishandled the punt. Fell to the ground. Pisgah recovers with great field position.
Well, that was Corey Valentine that picked up the ball. It looked like it was Dalton James who got in there along with Dustin Messer and just rocketed. I mean, they just put a heck of a hit on the punter, and then the ball was picked up by Corey Valentine, who skedaddled for about another 15 yards.
So two bad snaps, one for each team right now. One receiver to the left side is Rowan. Two wings to the right. Here's a pitch to the left side. At the 15, cuts it back at the 10. At the 8-yard line, goes Dakota King.
Well, King just had a nice run. He's looking for the seam. It popped open as he got to the hash mark, and he made a hard cut and picked up a nice 5-yard gain. Anytime you get over four, folks, and maybe six by the spot. So if they end up getting six on that play, you want four or more, they win that offensive play.
Kyle Bloom checks in, brings the play call with him. Ball spotted on the right hash, 9-yard line. Heath Rowland splits to the left, wing to the left is Dalton James. Double tight set, snap, gets straight ahead to Kyle Bloom. Kyle works hard and gets to the 3-yard line. It's going to be first and goal for the Big Black.
Great offensive play. All that is just a man-on-man. This is my fullback running the A-gap to the left-hand side, and Kyle Bloom, it took four Falcons to bring down that senior fullback.
Good homecoming crowd of the state. I'm excited right now. As the Black Bears are in great field position, first and goal from the 3-yard line. 7:52 left to play. First quarter to score. Pisgah's second possession comes off a mishandled snap on a punt for West. Pisgah in prime position to score. Matthew Inman splits to the left side. Wing to the left is Dalton James, tight end right. Snap, gives straight ahead. Dakota King wants the end zone, and he is in. Touchdown for the Big Blacks. 7:34 left to play, first quarter, and Pisgah has the lead.
great. That was just a lead isolation, again, to the left-hand side. Coach Presley and his staff have found a soft spot on that defensive line on their left-hand side, our left running, and Dakota King just fouled big Kyle Bloom, who just blew it up and drove him into the end zone.
Twiggy will try the extra point from the 10-yard line. Pisgah has life here tonight. Snap, spot, kick us away, and through the chute. Timeout on the field, 7:34 left to play first quarter. Pisgah leads it 7-0. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive. Locally owned by Buddy and Brendan Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection. And the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Stevens from the stadium. Tim Hodges on our Pisgah Drive studio. Pisgah leads it 7-0 here, Chuck. And it's like night and day difference so far as Pisgah. Looks like they are back to where they wanted to be. I know it's a long game, but... Very encouraged so far.
Well, it's a tempo and it's a passion and enthusiasm and you know, they're for the first time in five, this being the sixth game, they're winning the battle up front. Them linemen are moving and opening up some holes.
Ball falls off the tee just as Twiggy got to it. A very windy, blustery evening here. Cold front came through earlier in the day. Last check, we had 55 degrees, and I'm sure it's dropped some since then as the sun has gone down. And it will continue to be cool over the weekend as the leaves begin to turn.
You want me to tell you something? Is that that's the first time that we've had a lead in a long time.
Absolutely,
it feels good, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it feels great. Ball on the turf after the kickoff. West Henderson recovers at the 32-yard line.
Boy, that looked like a disaster just waiting to happen. Young man, that was one of the up men, the blockers on the middle line on the hash. Just went off his hands, hit him in the wrong spot right there in the hands, and it was a fight for that football.
One thing to keep in mind, this is a north wind, and so it's in favor of West right now. We'll have to keep an eye on that as the game goes along. 53 degrees here at the stadium now. Snap, and here's a little give off the left tackle. He picks up about 5 to the 42-yard line. It'll be second 5 now coming up. For West.
Out of the spread formation, West ran a double guard pulling and trapped out the end Kyle Bloom and got a nice little crease, a nice little run for the Falcons. Pisgah running a 5-2, a five-man front with two linebackers. Those linebackers are Corey Valentine and Dustin Messer.
Pro set, two split receivers either side. Snap, play action, rolls to the right side. He's got first down yardage and got his edge at the 15 out of bounds at the Pisgah 48-yard line. Good play call for the Falcons right there as they move the chain.
Well, it was a nice play action. He pulled the ball, and Pisgah got sucked in the middle with the lone running back running behind the center, and then the quarterback just pulled it and had open territory around. We talked about that early, is that playing with leverage but also having containment on the outside.
Two receivers either side, double tights. Here's a snap, and he's going to be keeping again. Bounces around, picks up about 2. Dustin Messer on the tackle.
Oh, Messer, you ain't going to get away. That young man knows how to tackle right there, and is only a sophomore. That young man can play some football.
Second 8 now from the 47-yard line. We will keep you up to date as best we can on the scores from out of town. Tuscola at home tonight. Well, I'm sure we'll get a score from their game soon. One receiver to the right side, one to the left side. Tight ends on both sides. They work from the shotgun. Looks over the middle, throws. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. Good coverage down there on the tight end by Austin Wyke, I believe.
Well, they're running out of a double tight end set with two wide receivers on each side. And the key is that the one tight end that ran a crossing route, nobody yet has picked him up. So if Coach Whitaker's staff up top sees that, they'll come back to that tight end crossing route if somebody's got to make sure that they get that tight end covered.
Double tights again, same set. Receivers either side.
Here's the snap, quarterback keeper running out to the outside, makes one man miss, but he's finally run out of bounds at 41-yard line. Pisgah kept him relatively contained right there. It'll be third and short now coming up for the Falcons.
Well, again, you know, you had Brandon Letchworth running one just on the opposite side, faking the ball, so that's a quarterback sweep out of the spread formation. Great pursuit out of Dustin Messer. A lot of enthusiasm, 3 and 4 Pisgah defenders there to make the tackle and drive him out of bounds.
It's fourth down and two here, and West will go for it at the 40-yard line. Pisgah changes up front. They'll rush six, and they jump offside on the hard count. A bugaboo that cost the Falcons a game last week. And a good call there from West as they do.
Well, they hurried up to the line of scrimmage. And what it did was the way they lined up, it got us all discombobulated on the front line. And we were switching back and forth and couldn't get settled. And then on the first hard count and cadence that Letchworth called out, you know, we had two of our guys jump into the neutral zone.
Bunch set near to the formation, three receivers right side. Snap is low, gives off to his tailback off the right side this time and wrapped up a nice little tackle right there. On the left side, and he lost, I believe, 2 yards. I didn't get his number.
That's Corey Valentine. I tell you what, the young junior stepped up and made a nice, sweet tackle on that with the help of Jesse Anderson.
It's second and 12.
The cornerback.
They'll bunch receivers now to the near side. From the right hash mark is the spot. One receiver to the right. Snap. Two-step drop. Fires it deep downfield. It's in the air. It's going to be picked off him. And Inman's at the 10-yard line. He floated one up there. Matthew Inman makes the pick. At the 14-yard line.
Super. Inman, the strong safety on that side, was playing on the hash mark, playing what they call center field. Letchworth overthrew it, and what you do is they violated the rule of never running a seam or post route with a single high safety, and that's exactly what they did, and when he overthrew it, he threw it right to Inman.
Asheville leads Inca 7-0. TC leads North Buncombe 8-0. No score between Tuscola and their opponent tonight. One receiver left, wing to the right, tight end left, I formation. Nolan under center gives to the fullback, and there's a little hole in the middle of the field, up to about the 18-yard line, I believe. He picked up maybe four, maybe second six.
That's Heath Stevens playing fullback. They put the big boy up there. That's a 6'3", 215-pound senior out there rambling with the football. Great run out of the senior. You know, you play all your life at the, you know, at a tight end, and all of a sudden you're putting the fullback, and it just seems weird you're getting the ball in the backfield.
I formation again now for Josh Nolan. Snap gives to his tailback this time, and a lot of pressure. He's able to get through up to about the 21-yard line. That's Dustin Messer on the carry.
Dustin got, and there was penetration out of the defensive line out of Wes Tennerson, but still, Dustin made what could have been a negative play, turn it into about a 3-yard gain, creating a third and two from the 23-yard line.
22-yard line, the spot. One receiver to the left side. That's Jesse Anderson, the sophomore. Wing left, offset eye this time, tight end right. Give to Dakota. Dakota at the 25, Dakota's got first down yardage. Check that, Dustin Messer. He's got first down yardage to the 27-yard line. A first down coming up for the Big Black.
Great surge out of the offensive line. They're doing a fantastic job. Dalton Trammell, Alex Gerner, Holt Underwood. The boys up front are really doing a fantastic job.
Will Warren said to me, Coach Warren, said to me last week or whatever, he's still waiting on that light to come on. It looks like it's coming on a little bit right now. Heath Rowland splits far to the left side, wing right, offset eye again. Here's an inside give to, it looks like Kyle Bloom on the quick hitter. He picks up 8, Chuck.
Boy, I tell you what, he was bouncing off Falcons, some of those Falcons on the other side. No Kyle Bloom, because Kyle transferred from West Henderson. And I tell you what, they didn't want anything to do with that senior fullback.
And that's a great subplot for we haven't talked about it yet. I'm sure he wants to beat this team.
Oh, he wants, if you're going to win, you're going to win this game for him.
35-yard line is a spot. Pisgah's got a second two. One receiver left, wing left, offset eye. Play action now. Working, time, throws, Matthew Inman incomplete. Underthrown, that's the second ball that has been underthrown. Maybe the third.
Well, but that's to be expected. He hasn't played in about 3 weeks.
2 weeks. He's really holding the ball longer than what he should because he's waiting for the break. Instead of as he starts to throttle down, he needs a break. They're throwing that out pattern, and what you're seeing is Wes Henderson's coming down underneath it. That's going to be a dangerous pass if we're going to hold that football.
Snap and give this time to Dakota. No, I'm checked that. It's blown all the way to the 40. To the 35-yard line, the big fullback has a big first down.
You can talk about Kyle Bloom on that, but it's easy to run when you got a hole that was created by the big smurf himself, Alex Gurner.
Let's talk a little bit about the offensive line right now. They're giving holes to their backs. They're also giving a lot of time for us to work for Josh Nolan to throw.
On that right-hand side, Alex Gurner, the guard, and Dalton Trammell just annihilated that defensive front for Wes Henderson, opening up and gazing hole. But the sophomore, Holt Underwood, the center, was also in there on a pancake block.
One receiver left side, wing again to the left. Kyle Bloom is a man on a mission. Kyle Bloom works his way for 4 to the 30-yard line.
Great surge out of this offensive line. They've got leverage. They're lower than the defensive guys, catching Wes Henderson standing up and putting helmets in the chest and then just driving them. I tell you, there's a surge we haven't seen all season long. They're just moving the defensive front for Wes Henderson.
The Falcons are only scoring about 12 points per football game. They cannot afford to get down, much like we couldn't afford to get down. I don't believe they can afford to get down big here either in the first half.
I see over on the other side, the left tackle is David Brookshire, a 6'1", 265-pound senior playing left tackle.
Rolling to the left side, Garrett Hollins, your tight end right, wing to the left, and an offset eye coming up for Josh Nolan under center. Give ahead to the 25-yard line and all the way up to about the 19 or 20-yard line. That's Dustin Messer on the carry. And now the Pisgah running game is doing some things that we haven't seen all season long.
But two consecutive plays before this play, they ran straight ahead, and it was just man-on-man blocking. Matsu-type style football, Bo Schembecker and Woody Hayes would love. But that play, they trapped and got big gaping holes, and coming from a wing back was Dalton James, who just blew up that play.
Anderson splits left. Dalton to the right at the wing. Here's another gift. Straight ahead, Pisgah's got running room all the way up to the 5-yard line and still working hard for more. As the pile goes all the way to the 4, they'll spot him at the 5. But Dustin Messer, Kyle Bloom, Dakota King have all found running room so far tonight.
Well, that's a fantastic job. We're going to talk about this offensive line all night because they are getting a little juiced
up. They're winning this football game.
They are winning this football game because you can just hand it off and guys are running through big gaping holes. I watch that offensive line right now. Great trap blocks out of everybody. Gurner, Trammell, tight end Garrett Holland.
Snap. Give this time to Bloom. Bloom wants the end zone, and he's got it. They score. 1:33 left. In the first quarter, and Pisgah leads it 13-0.
The hammer has been thrown down. These Black Bears are playing the style of football that we've been expecting. And I tell you what, instead of getting hit and knocked down and not getting back up and standing there wondering what happened, these guys are delivering the blows. And there you see the little Papa Smurf, Alex Gurner, patting the lineman on the tail.
A lot of energy tonight. For us, it looks great so far. Twiggy on for the extra point. Snap is good. Spot is good. And the kick is good. Timeout on the field. 1:33 left to play in the first quarter. Your Black Bears lead it 14-0. Back in just a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Sometimes a big help and some fat budgers are just more than you can handle one sitting. So you ask for a to-go box. Then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat buddies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you because it's food so good it'd make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
On a perfect fall night here in Canton, Pisgah leads it 14-0. And this is something we've been waiting for all season long, Chuck. They're winning the game up front and giving your skill position players a chance to do what they do.
Well, we have been much, you know, the offensive line has been much maligned throughout the whole season, but tonight this is complete. I tell you what, Coach Curtis Cagle ought to get kudos. David Presley staying with these kids, because this is what we expected these kids to do at the beginning of the season, but they kept staying with them, and now they're playing great football.
And I'm going to be honest with you, with only 70 points scored for the Falcons, I'm not sure that they're in great shape. I think they're in trouble right now. Return up to about the 36-yard line. West will start their next drive. Pisgah has had it twice. Turn it over on one possession, scored on two.
What we had talked about earlier, one key player is that I got numbers mixed up. That was not Dalton Trammell leading the block. That was Christian Bryan on the right tackle side.
They'll spot him at the 36 from the right hash. Snap and give to the fullback ahead. He cuts it up for two to the 38-yard line. It'll be second long.
My apologies to the Bryant family, because young Christian Bryant was one of those key players opening up big gaping holes and having some outstanding pancake blocks.
It's second and eight, one receiver left, one right. Tight end left, wing left, and strong side. Empty backfield, snap, wants to throw, dances around, and he'll step up in the pocket and go down for no gain. Oh. It'll be third down and about seven to go.
Well, that was a double team out of the aforementioned Christian Bryant and Heath Stevens. Just sandwiched the quarterback on an outstanding, it wasn't a sack, but he got to the line of scrimmage, so we're going to have to call it a tackle for no gain.
Third and seven. Black Bears have the pedal on the floor. One receiver right, two to the left, three to the left. He'll roll right, looks to throw. Time. Now he's running out of time, and he'll come out of the pocket. He's got first down yardage up the sideline now before he's run out. At the 37, he broke containment right there, Chuck.
Well, that was the legs of Letchworth. That was a great athletic play. He got pinned in and just somehow found a way out. But what I noticed was big number 77 for Pisgah, defensive lineman giving chase, almost got to that quarterback 15 yards downfield. You can win football games with that kind of hustle. Good job, Christian Bryant.
Three receivers left, one to the right. The wind has really picked up this evening. I would not want to be in that cherry picker in the south end zone over there. Snap. It's a bad snap over his head. He's in trouble. Rolls out. Now he'll throw deep downfield. We got a chance here, and we pick it off at the 5-yard line. And he'll be brought down at the 7.
And is that Jesse Anderson?
It's Jesse Anderson, a sophomore with a pick.
First varsity interception for the young man. He comes up all jacked up, I tell you what.
That was an ill-advised throw, too.
Yeah, it was. He was in a panic mode. Once that ball went over, he got flushed out. And when he come around the end, he just lofted it because he had an open receiver that got behind Anderson. But when he put too much air underneath that, Anderson turned himself from a cornerback into a receiver.
We said at the onset that Pisgah could not afford to turn the ball over and win this football game. Pisgah has been the recipient of two turnovers now inside the 10-yard line for West, and Pisgah gets the football back with a 14-0 lead. Anderson splits to the no. Rowland splits to the left side. Snap, and here's a little give. Spins off one man. Maybe got up to the 10-yard line to Dakota King. We'll give him a pickup of three. It'll be second and seven.
That play right there as the quarter end was that it was just a reach blocking, and Wes Henderson was right there. They played great gap control defense on that last play.
Let's take a timeout here at the end of the first quarter. Good news from the stadium tonight. Pisgah leads at 14-0. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Carolina!
Cheer!
Sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Start of the second quarter. Pisgah leads it now, 14-0. Kyle Bloom gets a carry for three. It'll be third and about four coming up for Pisgah. Pisgah can do a lot of things right now, and you mentioned this during the break. Josh hadn't quite found his rhythm yet. I anticipate that he will, if need be, certainly soon. Jesse Anderson splits to the right side. A tight formation again for Pisgah on the offset eye. Here's a give to King, I believe, up out to the 20-yard line, and I think he's got a first down. They scrum for it down there, but I don't believe there was a fumble. It is a first down for the Big Black, Chuck.
Well, that's an isolation led by Kyle Bloom over Brookshire and Cheryl Rathbone. I tell you what, they have found some soft spots in their attacking, that isolation and straight ahead blocking. And man, I tell you what, they're doing a fantastic job. You got David Brookshire, Cheryl Rathbone, Hope Underwood, Alex Gurner, and Christian Bryan as these linemen that are opening up holes.
One thing we have not mentioned so far, I think Pisgah has prepared very well for this game tonight. Everything seems to be working. Snap, back to pass, looks, floats one incomplete, intended for Inman down the seam. It goes incomplete, and that's the second one we've tried down there. I like to throw to the middle of the field some, and we're trying to do that a little bit. That was just a fly route.
Right, and you know what? It was a bad decision out of Josh because he had a single high safety in the middle of the field, and he ran the seam route, and Coach Presley was jumping up and down, pointing that there was somebody open underneath in the middle.
I like the fact that we're taking some shots downfield.
Absolutely. But there's some point in time where Presley's got to shorten the patterns for him so he can get into a rhythm.
He's throwing splits to the right side. Inman, Dalton James out there as well. Full receiver set. Looks, throws. It's high. And incomplete. It'll be third down. Pass intended there for Heath Rowan. Heath Rowan had a good game, I believe, week before last.
Right now, Josh Nolan is just unsure of himself. The 2 weeks has just put him behind. And, you know, it's not the effects of the concussion. It's just a two-week layoff because his timing with his receivers is completely off. That one, he had Dalton James open and just way, I mean, he just threw it about 4 or 5 feet above his head.
It's third and 10. Emmons slot over here to the right side. Dalton James over there, rolling over there. Shotgun snap coming up. Two-step drop. And he'll go for it at the 20-yard line, and he'll move all the way up to about the 24-yard line. Shy of the first down, Pisgah will need a punt on the quarterback draw.
Now, that one he took out of the pocket too early. He had no pressure, got a little happy feet. Right now, Josh Nolan is struggling. Coach Presley's getting with him and talking to him about it. There was no need to flush the pocket on that one. Josh is struggling, but we've moved the football, and we're up 14-0. We cannot rest on it because they can start crowding the box with more people, putting 8, 9, and 10 people in the box. And we have got to get the passing game going.
Twiggy will punt after this play, and we'll take a timeout as well on fourth down. Pisgah leads at 14-0. Here's the kick. Nice and high. Fair call for at the 38-yard line. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Character counts in the automotive repair business, and your reputation is the most valuable tool in your garage. Singleton's Automotive is celebrating 15 years of providing the people of Haywood County with reliable service and results they can depend on. Singleton's Automotive is an official Napa Car Care Center, staffed with ASE-certified technicians offering all levels of auto repair, and they even have shuttle service. Car Care with Character. Singleton's Automotive, 55 New Pride Highway in Canton. Call 648-8300.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
On first down, Brandon Letchworth, quarterback, keeps for a first down up to the 48-yard line of West. They'll send one receiver to the right, one to the left. Double tight set again. And a shotgun snap to cut. Snap.
looks to the left side and met immediately, and that was Kyle Bloom on the tackle for nothing.
Oh, Kyle just blew up the play. He got off his blocker. We haven't seen that in a long time, these guys getting off blocks. This is a fabulous job that the defensive front is doing, and Kyle just threw the guy off of him and then made the great tackle and just threw him down.
One receiver to the left side, one to the right side, quick snap. Looks left side, throws, and incomplete. Matthew Inman almost jumped that route. Ball was intended for Blake Whitaker out there. It'll be third down and long for them.
Letchworth, also another quarterback that seems to be struggling right now. Both quarterbacks are not, you know, out of sync and not in rhythm. And the coach, Whitaker, was jumping up and down because he threw that ball too early. But Wes Henderson's going on a real quick snap. They're lining up. They're no huddle offense. And what they're doing is quick snapping.
Pisgah will rush five on third down. Snap. Play action. Not a lot of room there. He goes down at the 46-yard line.
Well, that, you know, that right there was Tyler Hanna, and that was also Cheryl Rathbone on that play. The guards, that was an influence block, what the guards pulled to the wide side, and Rathbone did not go with the guards. He stayed home, and once he read the quarterback pulled it, he went after. Great read out of Cheryl Rathbone on that play.
Through a quarter and about a half, West has not really threatened tonight. They will punt the football. Spot him at the 46. Matthew Emman back deep to receive. Pisgah will be moving with the wind now from right to left. Here's the snap. The punt is off, and he almost blocked that. No flags. He'll take a west hop and be down at the 23-yard line. Pisgah will start their next drive. 8:36 left to play. Second quarter. Pisgah leads it 14-0, and they get the football.
Great play out of the defensive line. I tell you, our interior lines are outstanding tonight.
Temperatures continue to drop now, 50 degrees here at the stadium with a stiff northerly wind. The first time we've had really fall-like temperatures so far this year. Although last week was a little cool, nothing like this. Dalton James splits to the left side. Now he'll go wing. One receiver to the right side, I believe, is rolling. I formation. Snap gives straight ahead. A lot of running room as he's able to march his way all the way to the 31-yard line. I believe that was King on the carry.
Well, that was an isolation to the B gap led by Kyle Bloom, who, when you got a fullback like that, that just will pancake a linebacker, and Dustin Messer just running behind Bloom. It's a simple isolation to the B gap that's had a lot of success for the Pisgah running game, because also that offensive line on that side, which was Brooke Shire and Cheryl Rathbone, just driving people back.
Tight set this time for Pisgah. Wing right, offset eye. Quick hitter up the middle, and it's Bloom. Bloom to the 40-yard line. A good-looking play. Converts a first down for Pisgah.
That went to the opposite side, Chad. That was Alex Gerner and Christian Bryant, the guard tackle on the other side that they just followed behind. Big gaping hole to pick up and move the chains. Presley's realized his quarterback's not in sync, so he's going to go to a more quick, direct running game.
The thing that I keep being impressed with that we haven't talked a lot about is the preparation that Pisgah has so far tonight on this offense. I think they look very prepared tonight. Dustin Messer carries for five, straight up the middle. They'll spot him just on the right edge of the power P painted on the field. Pisgah continues to move the football. 7:44, a lot of time in the second quarter. We're up 14.
4, 6, 7, 5. This is what they're getting in yardage on most of their plays.
And this is exactly what your quarterback needs as far as I'm concerned, too. Now the official will come all the way across to speak with the coaching staff, something that they don't like, that they want to check on. I don't know if it's a scoreboard or it's a fan or something they see they don't like.
David, they came over to talk about the clock operator, and David just turned around and just threw his hands up like, come on, guys.
What's the problem? I don't know what the problem
is.
Well,
they're not winding it. When the white hat waves his hands, you know, he's not winding the clock, and if this continues and if they have problems with that, they could give Pisgah a penalty on this.
It's amazing what the head football coach in high school has to do. He has to be in charge of the clock, and he has to coach the players, and he has to be in charge of the facility. I mean, we could pay three or four people with as much work as they have to do this. So it's a play clock deal that we'll try to fix, and I'm sure we will. Matthew Emmons flipped to the left side. Offset eye, wing to the left. On second and five, here's a give out to the outside, and he's got a first down to the 47-yard line. Dustin Messer on the carry, Chuck.
He's got a very peculiar way of running, but it's a good way. It's that it's hard to get him. He's got hips that swivel, and the guy had a clean shot at his legs, and then he came up with nothing. Mm. And Dustin just, and that could have brought him down for about a yard gain, but he ends up making about an 8-9 yard gain.
I'd be really interested to see what the first half stats look like. We're running the ball very effectively here out of this I formation. Wing left. I formation again. Receiver to the left. Here's a quick hitter to Kyle Bloom, and there's nothing there for him. He'll pick up two. It'll be second and eight from the 45-yard line, moving from right to left in West Henderson territory.
Well, they had a run blitz right in the gap that it was just straight fullback dive, and they had a run blitz. And Kyle got a contact by the linebacker on a run blitz at the line of scrimmage, but still picked up 2 yards.
Pisgah has...
You keep running downhill, that's what happens. You can get hit at the line of scrimmage and pick up a yard or two.
Here's a give out to the outside and upended at the 40-yard line. Again, Dustin Messer on that carry. Pisgah will be at Tuscola next week, Chuck.
That'll be the game.
Mountaineers lead North Henderson 14-0. Irwin and McDowell tied at 14. Polk leads Mitchell 7-0. Tampa Bay leads Texas 9-0 in the ninth in the AL playoffs.
It was a blessing we didn't play them, Detroit.
Snap and a give to Bloom, and Bloom sheds one tackle and down at the 38-yard line, and Bloom continues to get good carries there, and it'll be a short, manageable fourth down. I'm sure Pisgah will go right here in this field position.
Didn't like that from the standpoint. Kyle could have gone straight up but bounced to the outside, and when you need 3 yards, you need to get up in that line and fight for those 3 yards in a direct manner going north every time. But when you bounce out and going laterally, you're running a lot and not picking up any yardage. I didn't like the way Kyle came out of the backfield on that one.
Offset eye again. One wing to the left, two receivers. Snap and give to Kyle Bloom. Kyle to the 34-yard line. It's first down for the Big Black.
And just as I say that, they caught him in a run blitz. Kyle sidestepped him, but because he was going right up the A-gap, he picked up about 4 extra yards to move the chain. That one went right behind Brookshire and Rathbone on that play.
One receiver to the left side, another wing to the left. On the short side of the field, from the left hash, play action. Wants to throw deep downfield. He's got a man rolling. Rolling almost made a pretty catch down there at the 2-yard line, in and out of his hands. And Josh Nolan still trying to find his way tonight. That ball's incomplete. It'll be third down.
That ball came out of his hand funny, and the young man is really struggling. The 2-week layoff, you can see the effects of it right now. It's almost like he's just throwing it, with... He has no purpose and no direction where he's going. Coach is going to have to shorten the route
down. I was going to say the same thing. He needs to get some dinks and dunks around the line of scrimmage to get him some confidence. I formation again, wing right, receiver left. Kyle Bloom to the 30, 29. They'll spot him at about the 28-yard line. It'll be third down and a manageable 4 coming up for Pisgah. They need the 25-yard line for a first down. They lead it 14-0 here with 4.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Chad Upton, Chuck Fubinitz here from a cool Pisgah Memorial Stadium tonight. Tuscola now 14-6 over North Henderson. I formation, one receiver to the right side of the wing. They'll give to him, and he's met and hit hard, tackled down by Shaheem White. Justin Messer on the carry.
Well, Shaheem, a big linebacker weighing about 230, had enough of being pushed back by the offensive line and came in and ran a little stunt and just met Messer right at the line of scrimmage.
Pisgah is going to try a field goal attempt. They'll spot him at the 28-yard line. This will be a 45-yard field goal with the wind from the middle of the field. At 3:48, here's Tweed. Snap is high. kick is away. He's got the leg, and it is no good. He had plenty of leg, but it was no good. 14-0 air score, 3:39 left. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
On first down, quarterback will carry for about a pickup of 7 yards to the 27.5, 28-yard line. Corey Valentine on the tackle out there. They'll go one receiver to the right, one to the left, tight ends either side, one set, and a shotgun. Quarterback will draw and keep to the 31-yard line, a first down for the Falcons. 2:59 left before halftime. Pisgah leads it 14-0 here. Perhaps their biggest lead of the season against anyone.
Well, 35-13, remember.
That's right.
Inca in the third quarter until we began that hydration problem.
One receiver to the right, one to the left.
Dehydration.
Single set. Pisgah rushes five up front. Now they'll send one. Quarterback will keep. He almost popped that one loose at the 30-yard line. He goes down. That'll count as a sack.
But Coach Brandon Holloway dialed up a two-linebacker blitz. And they ran to the wide side of the field, and he dialed up the perfect blitz for the perfect play at West 10. So Brandon Holloway starting to play a little games with Coach Whitaker over on the other sidelines, and he's just not playing a traditional stand there and play hard nose, you know, in that 5-2 that they're playing.
Virtually all the offense they've had tonight, Chuck, was with their quarterback running the football. Here's a throw out to the outside. He makes a nice catch to his back shoulder.
And again, Coach Holloway blitzing linebacker Corey Valentine on that play, and the quarterback Letchworth just got that ball out in the nick of time, and he made a great throw to his receiver.
It's third down. Pisgah needs a stop. Receivers three to the left, one to the right, near side's the hash mark. Tight end left. Offset eye, and they'll go shotgun as they bark out the signals from the sidelines. 2:03 left, 14-0. Pisgah leads it. Snap. Looks, time, throws, caught, 42-yard line, and out of bounds, and a first down coming up for the Falcons.
That time they're picking on the pass plays. They decided they're going to pick on number 22 for us, which is Jesse Anderson. But I've noticed on the other side of the field at a corner is Matthew Inman.
43-yard line is the spot. Three receivers to the left side. One tight to the formation on the right. Snap, throws, and we almost jumped that route as Dalton James was in the coverage on the little out there to be second and 10.
The coach pointed on the other side. Coach Whitaker, calling the plays, told his quarterback, pointed to the opposite side. They tried to play a little games and attack the side with Matthew Inman and Dalton James. That's the senior side. That won't work tonight. Got to find right here, and what they've done is they're taking Jesse Anderson and putting him up in a man coverage and pressing off the line of scrimmage.
Three receivers left, one to the right, shotgun on second and 10. Fakes the give, now he'll run at the 45. Picks his way close to the 50-yard line. He'll go down about the 48. It'll be third down coming up for Pisgah and a manageable, or for West, and a manageable defensive third down at that.
We got Tyler Hanna coming in and Garrett Howland coming out. So we've got a player exchange as no huddle offense for West Henderson.
1:27 left. Snap. Rolls to the left side. Flag comes in, and they may have shifted.
Nobody was set on the line for West Henderson. So this is going to come back, I would suspect, because it looked like we were all set on the
side. I didn't see us move. Not that we didn't, but I didn't see it.
I think that they weren't set for a second, and they had somebody get to the line of scrimmage. And West Henderson's coaches are not happy, so yeah
they got
exactly
a shift call. So to make this a 3rd and 10 coming up, West needs the Pisgah 47-yard line for a first down. They'll operate from the left hash mark. 1:19 left to play here in the second quarter. And the Black Bears lead at 14-0. West Henderson football, the big conversion now for them. Maintain the shutout going to halftime would be a big deal. Three receivers right, one left. They stay shotgun. Joseph Manzi is your setback back there. Snap, looks, left, throws, incomplete. He had the coverage that he wanted and threw it behind his receiver intended out there for Blake Whitaker. It'll be fourth down and a good stop for the Black Bears as they'll punt the football.
Great defensive stand out of Pisgah. They just kept everything in front of them. That's the way you want to play it. Make them try to make the plays. And as West was running and rushing up to the line through that offensive series, which they may try to decide what they're going to do here. You know, if I'm Coach Whitaker, I'm going for it because with the passing game inept right now, because Nolan's out of sync, they can't, you know, they may believe, look, they can't throw it against us and the run will take them, you know, take us into halftime.
A word from our sponsors back in 60 seconds. 1:15 left to play here in the second quarter. Pisgah leads at 14-0. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Chad up and Chuck Fiebernitz from a cool Pisgah Memorial Stadium tonight. Pisgah leads at 14-0. West Henderson's punt unit on the field as they'll kick from the 37-yard line. Matthew Emman back deep to receive. Here's a snap and the punt is away. Wobbly punt will bound at the 33-yard line and take a hop to the right and be down there. So with 1:06 left to play, Pisgah has a little bit of time here to work. We'll see what they can do with it.
Well, if you got a trick play, you got 1:06.
I was going to say, do you run any offense right here? Or do you take knees and good locker room?
I may try, you know, try one shot downfield. I want to try and get something positive, but at this time, you know, we've gone, you know, we've been so bland on the offense for the last, you know, five games that look, we're 14-0. I want to go in. I'm going to tell my kid, we're going to play aggressive football. You keep attacking.
Keep the pedal on the floor, huh?
Yes.
Two receivers either side of the set. Man in motion is Emman from right to left. Snap, looks, throws, caught at the 30-yard line. That's Dalton James. Dalton James has got first down yardage at the 46-yard line. Pisgah wants a timeout, I believe. They've got three.
In comes Garrett Holland.
They'll continue to run the clock. Now 58.3 seconds left. Clock stops to move the chain. Pisgah has all three timeouts left, Chuck. Plenty of time here.
Yeah, you got time. You can sit there and you can run a lot with those three. Now's not the
good
time.
Lord, look at this. Four receivers to the left side. Throws out that way. Emman, 45, 50, 45, 40. Matthew Emman's got a chance at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. He scores! With 39 seconds left in the second period, Pisgah now leads it 20-0.
And one of the happiest people on the field right there, they ran a four wide receiver set to the wide side. And what it was a wide receiver screen. Emman just took a step back, and Coach Pussy, give him credit. He gave him a short, direct route for Josh Nolan to throw. It's a stick route. You just stick it right there.
What it is a run play because you've got three blockers out there.
Right.
It's just not in front of your line.
And see, you can block downfield as long as you're catching it behind the line of scrimmage. So that screen aspect of it, or as you like to run.
Twiggy's extra point is good. 21-0. Pisgah leads it. 39 seconds left before halftime. Back in a moment. You're listening to the Black Bear Football on WPTL.
Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth, too, with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
Now, back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Biebernitz.
Chad Upton, Chuck Biebernitz from the stadium. Tim Hodges producing tonight in our Kansas studio. Pisgah leads it 21-0 tonight, just before halftime. A totally different deal, and we're been talking a little bit about the offense. Defensively, Pisgah has yet to give up any significant offense to West Henderson.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a great effort on both sides of the football, but I've been really impressed by the interior lines, offense and defensive line for Pisgah. And then quarterback Josh Nolan, that big touchdown pass is something you can carry into halftime, because he was jumping up and down all over the place. Because it feels good.
Twiggy kicked one 5 yards into the end zone for a touchback. He had a little bit of breeze, not as much as it was a minute ago. And he's been hitting the ball well for us all season long.
I tell you what, I like the adjustment Coach Presley made. He really was focused. And he was going to do it, you know why? Because he was going to get his quarterback in rhythm. He wasn't going to go into halftime with his everybody feeling good except the quarterback.
Two receivers either side, double tights. Quarterback will keep, and really that's all they've done all night to the 21-yard line. He must be their best offensive weapon. And a timeout here. Interesting timeout. 21-0 is your score. Irwin leads McDowell 14-6. Mountain Heritage 3-0 over. Let's check that. Owen 3-0 over Mountain Heritage.
Kenny Ford has a kicker. Kenny Ford never has a place kicker.
Polk County 21-0 over Mitchell.
Must be a transfer student.
It must be, from Asheville School or something. TC 19-7 over North Buncombe. We'll catch you up to date as best we can at halftime. Be interesting to see those halftime stats, too.
Now, what was TC and North Buncombe?
TC 19-7.
Okay.
Pisgah goes back on defense here. Second and 9, 35 seconds left. Pisgah with a double-digit lead at 21-0. Their biggest lead in some time.
Well, this feels good.
Doesn't it, though?
I like this.
Winning is good for everybody.
Well, it's like Coach Preston said. You got to keep doing the right things and the good. And when you keep doing the right things and the good things will happen. And, these kids are playing good football.
Two tight ends, two receivers, one set. Quarterback, again, keeping them. We're just keying in on that deal right now, down to the 20-yard line. Timeout for Pisgah.
I tell you what, it's just a good, you've got a five-man front. We're sneaking up that safety, Austin White, the senior in there. And they're just circling that quarterback.
A little bit of gamesmanship right now out of Coach Presley, too, with these timeouts, don't you think?
Absolutely. Forcing them, look, if you're going to do this, bringing this to a third down, and he's still got another timeout. So if they don't do anything right here and don't throw it, that's going to put them a timeout and fourth down. And he's got to punt the football.
Yeah.
But I like that temperament. Look, you can't take the timeouts into halftime, so let's use it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Good crowd on hand tonight. It's homecoming. We'll have an extended halftime, so I'm going to jump off the air for a little bit, and Coach is going to talk to Ron DeBert a little bit about athletics and more totality at Pisgah. At halftime, we'll get the stats for you and catch you up on some scores.
Extended, these long homecoming festivities at halftime. Girls' sports are doing outstanding.
More they are. They absolutely are. We'll talk about that at halftime.
I mean, that volleyball team is, sophomores, couple freshmen.
On third down, a ball floated across the middle, falls incomplete.
Pisgah's going to get the football back, Chuck.
Well, they're going to force the punt right here.
25 seconds left in the timeout.
I think Coach Whitaker's over there, you know, maybe contemplating the fact, well, maybe we shouldn't have thrown the football. It would have been better to try and punt it. But that just stopped the clock and kept a timeout in Coach Presley's pocket.
7-6, Crest leads Reynolds. I believe that game is at Reynolds tonight.
Matthew Emmons setting up somewhere around the Pisgah 40, 38-yard line.
Yep.
That is a dangerous young man.
Here's the snap. It's low. He is in trouble. He'll try to get the punt off and does somehow. It takes a west hop and be down at the 47-yard line. So Pisgah has pretty good field position with 17.7 left. A couple shots you can take right here with this kind of time.
Absolutely.
And a timeout.
You got a 17.7. You got time for about three, maybe four plays. You got a timeout, but you got to use the sidelines when you're throwing this football. So when you catch the football anywhere near the sidelines, you got your mission is to get out of bounds.
Pisgah place kicker, Rory McClure, has hit the ball well tonight. They might try to get him another shot. Three receivers, two to the left, two to the right. One set, Josh Nolan, shotgun, snap, time, throws, caught, out of bounds. At the 41-yard line.
Dog, that's what we've been waiting for.
And that's Jesse Anderson, the sophomore.
Boy, he threw it to Jesse Anderson. He threw it on a line you could hang clothes on. Now, see, he had Coach helped him out. Coach helped him out that series before. Now all of a sudden, Josh Nolan's got a better step and a better throw. He's got more confidence when he's putting some zip on it.
We need to get to at least the 30-yard line, I would assume, before we can try a field goal here. 14 seconds left. Two receivers bunched to the left side near, two to the right. Time for Josh. Looks. Now seam routes. Got a man open. It's incomplete.
Ooh.
And he had his man right there, Dalton James, in the seam.
First time in a long time I saw Josh Nolan look to the out pattern, drawing and moving the safety in the middle of the field over and then coming back in a throwback seam route that was there. And just, look, if you're going to misfire on that, you did the right thing. You overthrow the pattern.
9.6 left, third and five. We're going to bunch it to the right side with four receivers this time. Snap, looks, throws out there. It's caught, and he goes down. That was going to be some sort of a trick play, I believe, but he'll go down after he slips on this cold turf tonight. It's fourth down, and they let the clock run out. That should have been an incomplete pass, Chuck, and the clock should have stopped. Whatever. I guess there's nothing we can do about that. 21-0 is your halftime score. Pisgah leads it. Timeout here on the Pisgah Football Network. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
Riverview Farm and Garden Supply has been your hometown dealer for feed, fertilizer, horse tack supplies, fall plants and vegetables, hay, and so much more for over 25 years. Be sure to come by and check out the 2011 selection of Pisgah ware. Hats, t-shirts, car decals, and more will get you ready for game day. That's Riverview Farm and Garden, just down from the stadium on Penland Street in Canton. Call 648-2164 or come by and see Ronnie and his staff Monday through Saturday.
Midway Medical Center supports the Pisgah Bears, and Midway Medical Center provides your family with quality health care in a friendly, safe, and caring environment. Choose 2 locations. Canton's office at 30 North Main Street has 4 family physicians. The Clyde facility at 6750 Carolina Boulevard has 5 family doctors providing service even on weekends and evenings. Monday through Thursday until 7, Saturday noon until 2, and Sunday 2 until 4. Midway Medical Center, our family taking care of your family since 1959.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Just underway at halftime. It's homecoming here at Pisgah Memorial. We've got some scores to share for you. Pisgah leads this one 21-0 on a good first half on both sides of the football, really. Tuscola 14-6 over North Henderson at the half. Asheville 14-13 over Inca. TC leads North Buncombe 22-7. Irwin 21-6 over McDowell. It's Owen 17-7 over Heritage. East Henderson leads Brevard 21-7. Crest 7-6 over Reynolds. Irwin 14-6 over McDowell. And those are the scores that we have for you at halftime. Chuck, you got some stats for us.
Well, we're just sitting here looking at this, and boy, I tell you what, these stats look like they're game-ending stats, but only for a first half for Pisgah. We're waiting on the West Henderson stats, but Pisgah has a total of 231 yards in total offense, only 32 yards passing, and 199 yards.
Kyle Bloom's got 12 carries rushing. For 87.
You know why? Because that pass that was thrown out to Inman, that 54 yards, was behind him. It's a lateral.
Mm.
So our crack statisticians found that out. And that is a run.
I mean, first down.
Right. You said it was a run.
It is. It's a run. And Irwin did that to us last year.
Right. So that's where the 199 yards in. So Inman's catch out there was really a long lateral for 54 yards. So you're looking at the 199 yards rushing. You've got Kyle Bloom, 12 rushes for 87 yards. And you've got Dakota King has 4 carries for 19 yards. Heath Stevens, the senior tight end slash fullback, has got 4 yards with the carry. Dustin Messer, the sophomore tailback, 9 carries for 56 yards. Emmons got 54 yards on one run. And then Dalton James, minus 6, and Josh Nolan has minus 15. Nolan in the passing department has struggled, 3 of 11 for 32 yards. And then you've
but
got.
You know what? That's like I said before. That's to be expected a little bit. I mean, when,
right?
You're, what you're doing is you're coming in the middle of the season, where back in the middle of the season,
right?
And things have progressed since you've been out, so that's probably to be expected a little.
Well,
bit.
And again, you're not going to tell the kid yet until after the game, but you know you're going to go in there and tell him that was a pass, and he's thinking. But when he looks at the stats, he's going to go, "Where's my 54-yard touchdown pass?" Mm-hmm. And you're going to go, "That was
a handoff. Yeah.
That was one of those long handoff things."
Yeah.
So. You know, that's where it's at, son, and he's going to be disappointed then. But the main thing was is Coach Preslett getting his young quarterback, who was off, had a two-week layoff with the concussion, you know, got him some rhythm. But, you know, you can see by just the stats here, 3 of 11 for 32 yards, he struggled. Jesse Anderson has 2 of those 3 catches for 18 yards, and Dalton James has 1 catch for 14. He's been close later as the game went on. He's gotten a little closer. Scoring summary, in the first quarter, you had a 3-yard touchdown run by Dakota King. Roy McClure split the pipes on the PAT,
right,
and gave Pisgah a 7-0 lead with 7:34 left in the first quarter. Then with 1:31 left in the first quarter, it was a 6-yard touchdown run by Kyle Bloom against his old schoolmates, and that made the score 14-0 after McClure was perfect again on his PAT. And then in the second quarter, with 39 seconds left on the clock, you had the long run by Matthew Inman, a long lateral from Josh Nolan to Matthew Inman, who just had great blocking all the way downfield and didn't even get touched, as it made it 21-0 as McClure was true on his PAT. That's been the scoring here in the first half. And, folks, that's right. In one quarter, in the first half, Pisgah's ahead 21-0.
Franklin leads Smoky Mountain 28-0. Madison 28-14 over Thomas Jefferson. It's Asheville 21-13 over Inca. And those are the halftime scores. We'll get some more for you as the game progresses. College football, Utah State leads BYU 7-3. Rogers Express Lube is one of our big black lead sponsors. And they set me up on a good set of tires this week. Jukebox Junction Restaurant, Champion Credit Union, WNC Towing, Single Stop Stores, Lee Starn State Farm Insurance, Martin's Drug Store, and Plus Tire
and realignment. Let's take a time out here. When we return, Rhonda Bird will join Chuck, talk a little bit about Pisgah athletics all the way around, and we'll talk about that next. Pisgah leads at 21-0 at half. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Get your buddies and head to Fat Buddies for a table load of smoking combos. Lyle Mountain Ranch special with two racks of baby back ribs and half a chicken or a pig out for two. Steak and shrimp. Carolina Coast and Mountains with shrimp and a half a rack of ribs or the boy howdy. Food's so good, it'll make you squeal at Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville, Blazem.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Carolina Pawn and Gun. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
I'm talking to motorcycle lovers. A dyed in the wool, find me a stretch of twisty, turny back road. Nothing is too good for my bike, motorcycle riders. You know who you are. Is your insurance worthy of your bike? Unless you're riding with Nationwide Motorcycle Insurance, you can't be sure.
Contact Bill Clark at 167 Park Street in Canton to find out why so many riders are making the switch to Nationwide Motorcycle Insurance.
My Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio. Subject underwriting guidelines, renewal approval, product and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
We're back here at Memorial Stadium, where it's halftime, and we have homecoming festivities, but the score is Pisgah 21, West Henderson 0, and my guest for this halftime homecoming show is the Pisgah beat writer, Rhonda Bird, and we get a chance while they're announcing the homecoming court, Rhonda, to talk a little other sports here at Pisgah High School, and I guess the first thing we've got to bring up is we've got a girls' cross-country team ranked third in the state and a volleyball team that's up at the top of the standings at the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. Talk about the girls' sports here in the fall at Pisgah High School.
Well, right now, Coach Blankenship's having a tremendous year with the volleyball team. They're 15-4. They lost last night to Franklin in probably the best volleyball match I've seen in I don't know how long. There are a bunch of young kids. She's got six sophomores, two freshmen, and four seniors on the team, so she's really loaded with a lot of youth. They're starting to come together now, gelling, and she's really excited about the run here late in the season for the playoffs because they are coming together and they've got so much talent. The cross-country team, you've got the G-Force, the Galleon triplets that are just tremendous. I mean, they just won. They've won several of their events this year. They're third in the state. The Galleons finished in this last this week's ACA Invitational, 4th, 5th, and 9th, and Sierra Sutherland finished 10th, so you had four Pisgah girls in the top 10. And it's just
That's highly unusual.
That is unusual for Pisgah. We've never had a very strong cross-country team, and it's been really, you know, and this is Serena Goodwin's second year as the cross-country coach, so she's really turning that program around, which everybody knows Serena has the state championship ring from the softball team, so right. she's got that mentality, that championship mentality, and she's a good coach, and I think she's really turned that track program around, the cross-country program around for the girls.
Well, Ron, you know, you're talking about the turnarounds and the success of the on the volleyball court and also in cross-country and the girls, but, you know, now, if I'm not mistaken, the Galleon triplets are juniors. And Sutherland, what class is she in, Sierra Sutherland?
I think Sierra is a sophomore.
Okay, so you got three, you know, the Galleon triplets, three juniors, and a sophomore that have led Pisgah up the ranks as number three in the state.
Yes.
You have been talking all season long about the youth, Mariah Lewis and
yes.
Sheridan Presley, Coach Presley's daughter.
Montana Moore. Sophomore. The kid has had tremendous success here lately.
They're young on the volleyball team.
Oh, tremendous youth. And Coach is really excited. I mean, Franklin was solid. There's all seniors. Franklin's all seniors. So we took Franklin to three close games, 27-25, 26-24, 25-23. When we met them the first time in the season, in the first part of the conference, they smacked us in the nose. And our kids were just like, wow, our young kids. But then in the third game, they knew they won, and they said, oh, wait a minute. They're not, we can play with them. And that's all it took. It was just that one time for them to get that one win. And so when they come to Pisgah last night, it's like the sophomore said, you know, we're a little bit better now. We're going to take in zone. And they did. I mean, I'm telling you, it was a tremendous volleyball game. And Coach Blankenship is excited about the playoffs. She knows her team's going to be in the playoffs. This play in West Henderson, play in Franklin, they're 3A programs, folks, and that's going to help these girls when we start playing the playoffs.
Well, it sure did help the softball team playing very good 3A programs, and again in Franklin. I think that recipe is working out. But you have been talking all season long about two seniors on the volleyball team, and you just call them beast. Talk about, I mean, the play of Caitlin Hannah. And Micah James.
Micah James' nickname is the Beast,
mm-hmm.
and that comes from softball because she can knock it out of the park. But Caitlin Hannah, I'm telling you, the kid is probably the most talented young lady I've seen in three sports. The kid can play softball, basketball, and volleyball, and she has just such great timing for the ball. Even in softball, she has quick hands in softball. She has great timing on leap in volleyball, and she is just a tremendous athlete, and it really helps to have that size that she has on the volleyball. Now, this year she probably won't play basketball because she wants to concentrate on softball. And we've got a lot of that going on because now that blood, that taste has got in their mouths, that championship ring. These girls want a repeat. They say, we want some more bling. We want a ring on the other hand. And
they
so,
want a bling bling? They don't want bling. They want bling bling.
They want bling bling. And so, you know, these girls only lost two on the softball team.
Yes.
Only two. And the JV team only lost one game. The first game of the year, then they rolled off 19 straight.
Wow.
Those kids are coming up, too. So the girls' programs at Pisgah in basketball. Let's talk about that. We're getting ready to start basketball season. It's a little nip in the air. We're getting ready to start into the court session. Basketball team's going to be loaded. Not lost anybody.
You have talked about the basketball team throughout the whole year after basketball season ended. I believe it was you that turned to me after the last game and you said, I'm going to tell you, this team's going to roll next year. Don't know how far they'll go, but they'll be, if not the best, one of the best basketball teams in Pisgah's history.
They will.
That's a big words round there.
Well, because, you know, we've got a state championship in women's basketball, so they got a lot to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, they are going to be very talented, very athletic. The Galleons, the G-Squad, this is their sport. Now, their mama is a softball coach. Their uncles and grandfathers in the softball Hall of Fame. But the kids love basketball. That's what they want to win the state championship in.
Wow. Now, you just brought this up. The Galleons, their mom is a coach, Ginger Galleon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talked about Caitlin Hannah,
mm-hmm.
and her older brother, Jacob Hannah, is mm-hmm. the coach on the varsity. And then you got Sheridan Presley,
mm-hmm.
an outstanding three-sport athlete and only a sophomore. And we're all excited about Sheridan and her prospects.
Roy McClure,
his mom Cindy mm-hmm. Blank. This is kind of like all of family, you know, happening here at Pisgah.
You know, if you ever watch college ball and they always say this is a coach's kid,
right?
For some reason or another, coach's kids get it. And it's because they sleep, drink, and eat it at home, and they just the light turns on. They think more. They think more like a coach, actually, because they see their parent as a coach, and that's what they face all year long. So, yeah, we've got a lot of talent. the boys' basketball team is going to be really good, too, this year. We only lost three. We lost Caleb Leatherwood, Caleb Harbin, and Phillip Stiles, which he was not a starter. So we only lost two starters. And you got a very talented bunch coming up, Jesse Anderson, this kid that's caught the pass tonight and intercepted one. That kid, he's a sophomore, folks, and he was playing varsity ball last year as a freshman. So this kid is talented on the court, too. So we're going to be talented in basketball.
Well, Rhonda, I'm excited, and I'm sure all of Pisgah Nation is equally excited with the prospects of all the sports that we currently have here this fall and the winter sports that are coming up. Folks, we're going to break for some messages and pay for this broadcast with some commercials. So it's 2:31 left before we start the third quarter, and the score is 21-0. We'll be back after these messages.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Martin's Drugstore backs the Bears. They're home folks, too, with good old-fashioned friendly service. Martin's participates in most Medicare Part D drug plans. Sam Burris will be glad to assist you. In a rush? Use the drive-up window to drop off and pick up your medications later. Martin's, 24 Park Street, downtown Canton. Check the dollar wall inside at Martin's, pharmaceutical care for 100 years.
Are you a parent teaching financial responsibility, or have a child off at college, or maybe you're going on a trip and don't want to deal with the hassle of traveler's checks? WNC Community Credit Union has prepaid debit cards. It's quick, it's easy, and also eliminates the liability of carrying cash. Prepaid debit cards at WNC Community Credit Union, 65 Eagles Nest Road in Waynesville, insured by the NCUA.
A-Plus Tire Care in Canton knows you've got a lot on your plate and that worrying about your life is a lot more important than worrying about your car. At A-Plus Tire Care, you can rely on their technicians to do the job right. From tires to alignment to exhaust work, A-Plus Tire Care does it all. A-Plus Tire Care in Canton, caring for your car one wheel at a time. 21 New Clyde Highway, Canton, 648-7974, 648-7974.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Halftime score, Pisgah leads this one 21-0. Chad up in the Chuck Fever, and it's from Pisgah Memorial Stadium. Tim Hodges, our producer, back in our Canton studio. Appreciate Rhonda Bird coming on the air and updating us on things going on around campus at Pisgah. A lot of reason to be excited, obviously. Scores from around the region. T.C. Robertson now has opened up a 29-7 lead over North Buncombe. East Henderson, 21-13 over Brevard. An interesting score, to be sure. Hendersonville, 28-7 over Avery. And those are the latest scores we have. Franklin, 28-0 over Smoky Mountain. Those are the latest scores that we have for you. What do you do if you're Pisgah right now? You're up 21-0. You just keep things as the way they need to go. I would assume so.
You just put everything down you can. You press that pedal down to the floor and you keep it going. You got 5 weeks of frustration that you got to get off your backs, and you got to feel real good. You just can't feel good. You got to feel real good about coming off of this. You got a homecoming win. You want to put more points on the board. You want to make it a big score, and then all of a sudden you can then build on that, and that momentum changes. And then, you know, Coach Presley has done a fabulous job through this adverse situation. But, you know, he talked about it on defense. We finally got everybody back, you know, and you know, we're missing Holland, but they changed their defensive structure because of that. You know, they ran a 4-3. So if you don't have a linebacker you can fill the shoes of Levi Holland, then you go with two linebackers, right, and you go with 5-2. And the five-man front is really playing havoc. And the two linebackers, Dustin Messer and Corey Valentine, you know, sophomore, junior, are playing outstanding on the defensive side. And so it's just all around, everything seems to be a good night for these Pisgah Black Bears. And, boy, do these kids need it.
Our Big Black sponsors tonight, Carolina Pot and Gun, Midwest Haywood, and Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Also by Ken Wilson Ford, WNC Community Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Burger King of Canton, Riverview Farm and Garden Center, and Bill Clark Nationwide Insurance. Also, we want to mention that you can catch every Black Bear Cafe preview show from 6:30 to 7 every football Friday night, and that's sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop on Pisgah Drive. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Preston Show right here on WPTL, and that's brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency, plus Linen and Uniform Service, Pioneer Seed Supply, and Single Stop Stores, along with Pisgah Drive Car Wash. You can listen live on the web at WPTLradio.net, or you can come by the Jukebox Junction. When are you going to join us one Saturday morning? What, are you too busy?
No, it's too early.
Well, I have to get up. Why don't you come down there?
I'm sleeping good at that time. Now, if somebody would come down and buy me breakfast, you know.
I would buy your food.
You
or
will?
My dad would.
Your dad would?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, Upton, always. You, tell a story about Georgia Tech where, you know, I was sitting up. We went up to go eat, and it's the first
time. Tell that story. It's a good story.
We went up there to eat, and Chad and his dad went up there, and I had left all my, you know, I had a card. When I travel, I don't like bringing cash and losing that. So I had only a card, and we were in the press box, and we were getting set up for the Georgia Tech-Western Carolina game. And so then I went up to eat after these guys, and when I got in line, the guy looked at me and said, $5. I said, well, I'm the press. He said, yeah, $5. I said, when did you start charging?
He said, and understand, folks, that don't, I mean, typically, you know, food is, when you go to a press box, even high school games, we got all kinds of food up here. You know, schools, institutions will feed the press, you know, for free. And it's something that's kind of one of the little perk things.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
And so then I sit there going, hold on one second. So, first of all, he asked me for my press pass. And so I had to go get my press pass. I came up, I signed, and then he goes, $5. And I looked at him. I said, hold on one second. So I go back to your dad sitting.
Because you didn't have your money.
And I said, Mr. Upton, I need to borrow $5. Actually, I need 10 because I had my nephew with me. So he
thought you were crazy.
Yeah. I said, just give me, will you give me 10? I'll give it back to you. He said, it's like that man got crippled hands, frugal. He wouldn't go in there to get that money. And
oh, yeah.
Say, come on, Mr. Upton, I'm hungry. Now, he's talking about when you get all this time. I went up. That's embarrassing.
That's a great story.
So Daddy Upton bailed me out of a situation.
Well, you bailed me out of plenty of situations like that. So it all comes out in the wash.
He still cannot believe I had to pay $5.
Well, the thing was, is we went up there earlier and didn't pay. Maybe we didn't understand that we were supposed to pay. I mean, typically you get up there and that food is provided for you. And we didn't have to pay, so we were trying to figure out what was going on. Underway in the second half now, McClure will kick back to West Henderson. The ball will be fielded in the back of the end zone. He's going to be in a lot of trouble. He'll go down at the 5-yard line.
And
wasn't that called a touchback? He was clearly in the end zone.
He caught it in play, and his momentum carried him back. So because he caught the ball like at right before the goal line, that's why it wasn't called a touchback. But the thing was, that play was blown up by Kyle Bloom, who just sprinted down there and caught this guy in front of him at about the 8-yard line. And this kid looked and thought, oh, my gosh. And when he broke laterally, it was over with. He had about 6 Black Bears all around the kid.
One receiver to the right side, one to the left, double tights from the 5-yard line. Snap, looks left side, throws out there. It's caught at the 10, and he'll go down at the 15-yard line. It'll be shy of the first down. It'll be second three coming up. Pisgah leads it 21-0, 11:48 left to play. Third period now. West Henderson's football deep in their territory.
I got a suspicion they're going to air this thing out and try to make a comeback, but that was a big boy throw from the left, right hash all the way to the left sideline. Excuse me. Yeah, right hash all the way to the...
Yeah, all across the field.
Hash.
One receiver right, one to the left, double tights, one set for West. Snap and a quarterback keeper. Straight ahead on the draw, nothing there. And they've run that play a lot tonight. Pisgah snuffing it out. It's third down and short.
And that is Austin White, the senior safety, coming up on a run blitz from a safety spot to make that solo tackle. And that's what we've seen a lot in the first half, and already we're starting to see it. We're getting a lot of solo tackles. So this tackling that they're doing in practice is starting to pay off.
One receiver to the right, one to the left, same formation. Snap, back to pass, looks, floats one deep down the sideline. Across the field there, it falls incomplete. It's fourth down now, and West will need to punt the football deep in their territory.
Well, they've got to make a decision.
That was a long throw across the field.
Absolutely. Those are the two passes. You know, you got to have a big boy arm to make it, you know, throw across the hashes and all the way across the field and try to hit on an out pattern. That time they tried to pick on Jesse Anderson, but Jesse Anderson was in the hip pocket of that receiver for him, Ronald Heatherly.
Inman stands at the 42-yard line, the 40-yard line, his 40.
Excuse me, that was Coleman Hensley. My mistake.
Snap and punch straight up in the air, and it will fall and take a west hop and be down at the 48-yard line. That's where Pisgah will start their next drive in good field position. Matthew could have called that.
I'm telling you, he is like a lion. He just kind of prowls around that ball when it's bouncing, and he looks. And one of these times, somebody's just going to take their eye off of Matthew, and he's going to scoop up a bouncing ball and take off with it.
48-49-yard line is the spot. Rolling to the left side. Wing right. Tight end right, I formation. Here's a give off the left side and good running room before he gets through one line for Dakota King. He picks up close to first down yardage, maybe a yard shy. It should be second and one, I believe.
And already we've seen the adjustment. That was a nine-man front that Wes Henderson put in the box. They put nine guys, four linebackers, five down linemen. So they're going to put nine in the box. They're going to crowd in there and try to stop this running game and force Pisgah to pass the football.
A light mist begins to fall at the stadium. 49 degrees at our Pisgah Drive studio right now. Here's a give to Kyle Bloom up to the 34-yard line. A first down for the Big Black, middle of the field, 34-yard line. 10:32 left to play in the third quarter. Pisgah up 21-0. Defenses played extremely well tonight.
So we've seen already in two plays the adjustments that Wes Henderson has made on the defensive side is putting nine guys in the block and putting two guys on run blitzes from the linebacker spot.
One receiver left. Wing tight end right. Offset eye this time. No one under center. No one keeps. No one at the 30. He's got running room at the 20-yard line. He's got the left sideline at the 10. He wants to get in. He dives in and will be marked at the 1-yard line. So Josh Nolan.
We don't have an instant replay, but that was like one of those things he saw where he tried to get the pylon and just got knocked out. And if you would have gone instant replay, that would have been a touchdown. But, you know, that's the high school.
First and goal in about 6 inches here.
I wonder, he just took off with it. I think, you know, that's
this play call.
Yeah, okay.
I formation. Wing right. Tight end right. Tight end left. One set receiver to the left side is rolling.
Backs went one way to the right, and Nolan went right to the left and had a gaping hole. So now they've seen that Wes Henderson not only is run blitzing with their linebackers, but they're spying on the backs. Well, each backer's got a running back.
Under center. Give to Bloom, and he scores easily untouched. 10 minutes left to go, third quarter. Pisgah now up 27-0.
That was easy.
A complete reversal in fortune for the men in black tonight. You got to be impressed with the job that our backs are doing, particularly Kyle Bloom tonight.
Bloom has been outstanding, playing both sides of the football, but at fullback he has been outstanding.
Right through the chute is the extra point. 10 minutes left here in the third. Pisgah leads at 28-0. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Before you and your buddies set in on one of Fat Buddy's smoking combos, might just want to warm up on one of their starting line specials. Big order of tater skins, Carolina chicken tenders, fresh fried mushrooms, fried pickle, biscuit, a baby back ribs, a starting line sampler, or onion loaf. Food's so good, make y'all squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
The Pisgah and Tuscola rivalry continues with the canned food drive competition on the October 7th game in Waynesville, playing on Tuscola's home field. Fans are asked to take canned foods to the game. Collection will take place at each gate and placed on your team's side of the trailer. By halftime, a winner will be announced, and all food will go to the food pantries in the county, including Haywood Christian Ministry and the community kitchen. Show your team spirit and support your neighbors in need. And sponsored by the Pisgah Leo Club. Here's a kick back to West Henderson brought down at the 20-yard line. Good defensive field position for the Black Bears. Chad Upton, Chuck Biebnitz from the stadium. Pisgah leads this one 28-0, 9:55 left third quarter.
That was good. You know, we have had great kick coverage all night long, but here's the thing that we want to do. We really want to keep this pedal down because we're going on a long three-game road trip. Hostile places like Tuscola, North Henderson, and then Smoky Mountain.
And that's
we need to go with momentum.
That's why I said this game was a key. Here's a snap and a bad snap. He bobbled it. He'll go down at the 11-yard line. The snap wasn't bad. He just mishandled it.
I'm telling you, Kyle Bloom, number 32, has been everywhere off this field, and so is this young man, number 8, Corey Valentine. If you see the ball, you'll see number 8 on defense. Corey Valentine, only a junior, just flying all over the field.
Receivers either side, double tight set, one set man, shotgun, looks left, pump fakes, and he's in trouble, and he will slip out of one tackle, now run for it at the 25-yard line, and down to the 22-yard line. How in the world did he escape that sack?
He went down, Tyler Hanna had him.
Dead to rock.
He put a bullseye on him, and then when he went down, Hanna went down too, but just got up on top, and he just let him go right over top of him, so Letchworth making a great play out of something that could have been a disaster for him.
It's 3rd and 7 from the 22-yard line. One receiver right, one left, double wing to the left side and the right hash. Snap, throws middle, incomplete, almost made a shoestring catch. The middle was open right there. It'd be 4th down and only 4 yards on that possession for West.
Well, I've been wondering, because remember what I said, that was the tight end that we're not covering, and that, you know, in that first series, or the second series they had, we never covered that tight end. And that time he was wide open. It was just underthrown by Letchworth. So we got to make that adjustment on the defensive end to make sure we've got all eligible receivers marked with a man.
Two gunners for West, and Emmon stands at the 40-yard line. Here's a snap. It's low, and he gets the punt off. It'll bounce at the 45-yard line straight up in the air and be downed by West Henderson back at the 33-yard line.
Emmon tried when that ball bounced, and Emmon made a play for it, and it, if it would have bounced up, Emmon would have picked it and gone. But that ball nearly touched him, and boy, you seen them coaches, you could see some angst out of those coaches right there. They were yelling at Emmon. It's like, son, I can understand what you're trying to do, but you better make it work and never screw that up.
By my estimation, I'd say about 90% of punts on this type of surface, Chuck, end up going well for the kicking team.
Right.
One receiver left side. Wing left. Give to Messer. Messer's got a hole for 9 to the 43-yard line. It'll be 2nd down and 1. And a flag comes in late. Pisgah had one of their players have a helmet ripped off his head. Might be a face mask here.
Holt Underwood kept his composure, had his helmet ripped off, looked back at the guy, and just nodded with a nod, you know, head yes and no, and said, okay, we're going to do that.
This should be a personal foul against West. We'll check it.
Unless they play this game of, you know, on both sides, personal foul them, and that's the way it's going to stay.
That's the way it should have gone.
Yeah. Holt kept his composure. The young sophomore center for Pisgah just sat there and looked back at the guy.
Maybe a little bit of frustration.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's I kind of like that situation. We've had enough frustration on our side.
Yes, we have. We've have been to that radio of late.
But I really like the composure of the young Holt Underwood.
Ball will be spotted now on the other side of the power P, moving from right to left towards the south end zone now. Middle of the field, 43-yard line is a spot. Wing left, receiver left, offset eye formation. Messer dots it here. Give to Bloom out of the fullback spot. Scrums ahead to the 39-yard line, picks up a 4 to be 2nd down.
Now, that's a 4-yard gain, but contact was made at the line of scrimmage. Because Kyle Bloom and the other running backs are running downhill with a forward lean, when they get hit, they're picking up an additional yard to 3 yards. But that time, Bloom just wouldn't go down. Guy tried to grab the ball out of his hand. You can't bring him down that way.
Here's a give to Messer to the 35-yard line. He picks up three or four right there. And essentially, just about on every single play, Chuck, we're getting 3, 4, 5 yards on a carry.
Yeah, and that play, the last two plays, you know, Messer got hit a yard pass, you know, for a yard gain, but because he's running on a forward lean and running north and not sitting there running, looking to run sideways, he's going forward, he picked up an additional 3 yards. Our running backs are doing a fantastic job. And we've got to give it. David Brookshire, Cheryl Rathbone, Holt Underwood, Alex Gurner, and Christian Bryant doing a fabulous job on their line.
Strong side is left this time. Messer gets the carry. Messer for a yard. He'll be shot on the first down, and another flag comes in late. Some pushing and shoving in there. Starting to get chippy, Coach.
Well, now that time, it might have been Holt Underwood said, I had enough of this. He got knocked down, so this may go both ways or it may go against us. Because Holt retaliated that time. And Coach Presser's pointing right to that huddle. It says, it better not be on you, son.
Flag lies at the 37-yard line. It's an unsportsmanlike call against West this time.
No, it's going to go on both. It's going to negate it. And that's the right call to make because there was a lot of pushing and shoving between Holt Underwood and one of the Falcons. And, you know, Holt would have got, this penalty would have gone against West if Holt would have not retaliated. But, he, you know, the young man, when you play that line, that look, I'm telling you, you're in an attitude like it's an experience. You're pushing and grunting and moving people and banging bodies. And, I mean, you're in a fight for 48 minutes.
It's fourth down from the 35-yard line. Pisgah needs two. They'll go for it. I formation, wing right, receiver left. Here's a give to Bloom, and Bloom's got the first down and more all the way to the 25-yard line.
Boy, that run blitz right there out of West Henderson was timed on the cadence. That was Corey Fisher, their defensive back, moved up from a safety spot and got into a linebacker mode and shot through the B gap. And just as Josh Nolan was handing it off, he was making contact with Nolan, but Nolan got the handoff.
25-yard line is a spot. Emmon left. James is your wing to the left. Offset eye formation. Play action. Looking. Left side. Throws one. He's got Emmon. Emmon caught. He scores! 6:43 left to play. Third quarter. Pisgah goes up. 34-0. Just what the doctor ordered for Josh Nolan.
Absolutely. Josh Nolan put a beautiful strike. Nice tight spiral. And he had a nice touch to it. I tell you, that's good because you got them buying in on this run play. Run, 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 run. And they're selling themselves out, and he just shot Matthew Emmon on a beautiful play action. But it was the confidence in the throw of Josh Nolan, and it looks like he's back.
Twiggy to try the extra point. Gotten a lot of work this evening. On to try his fifth extra point. Here's a snap spot. Kick is away. And it's good. No, he pushed it to the right side. 34-0 is your score. 6:43 left to play in the third quarter. Pisgah in control. WPTL Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Support for Pisgah Black Bears comes from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Jim Bromley in Canton on Crossroad Hill Road. Edward Jones is a financial services firm exclusively serving individual investors and offering a range of investments including certificates of deposit, stocks, mutual funds, taxable and non-taxable bonds. Additional information is available at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Non-taxable bonds may be subject to state, local, or the alternative minimum tax.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Scores from around the area, a couple scores updated. Polk leads Mitchell 21-7. Tuscola now 14-9 over North Henderson. North Henderson mounting a comeback of sorts. Franklin 29-0 over Smoky. It's Owen 17-10 over Heritage. Murphy 24-14 over Robbinsville. Asheville 24-13 over Inca. Those are the scores that we have for you this evening. BYU now leads Utah State 10-7. Touchback all the way back 7 yards, 8 yards deep in the end zone for Twiggy. Twiggy, what a great name. I don't know what that means, but I like it.
He was just, he was like a twig. When Rory was an underclassman, you know, freshman and sophomore, he was an outstanding basketball player. RJ was his older brother, but Rory was just a twig. And they just call him Twiggy.
We come up with some good nicknames around here, don't we?
We have. We got Rooster, Twiggy.
We've got a bunch over the years. Here's a snap and a throw to the left side. It's caught and drug down to the 26-yard line. He picks up 6 yards. It'll be second and four coming up now for the Falcons in their territory here. And Pisgah leads at 34-0, 6:31 left to play in the third quarter.
You know, as we get over the halfway mark of this third quarter, you know, good play out of Jesse Anderson. Look, he's not going to let him get behind. He gives him a little cushion. He wants that hitcher out. That's fine. He'll come up and make the play, keep him in bounds, and keep the clock running.
Here's a snap, and he'll run to the left side, keeps it, does not pitch, and he's got a first down to the 39-yard line.
Well, that
and really all the offense that they have has come out of their quarterback, Letchworth, tonight.
Right, and Letchworth had ran right from the spread downhill towards the wide side in option play, and it just discombobulated our defense because we didn't know who to take, you know, take the quarterback, who's got the pitch man.
Two receivers left, one of the right, man in motion. Snap, looks left side, throws out there. It's cotton down. Now incomplete at the 45-yard line. Surprised at this score, Chuck?
Yeah, I am, but you know, we were expecting, and I think, I mean, I was at least, I was expecting a real tight football game because that's traditionally it's been played that way. You look at past scores and everything, but, you know, Pisgah has put, you know, put the hammer down in this football game. This is a completely different football team than we've seen the first five games.
Three receivers to the right side, one to the left side. Snap, quarterback will keep straight ahead. Bounces out to the outside, now at the 45. He's at the 50, at the 46-yard line of Pisgah. Now first down
Dustin
for Letchworth.
I tell you what, he bounced out, and it looked like a lot of open ground, but Dustin Messer, a sophomore, I kick him, play some football. He's a gamer. Just chased him down. I mean, look, you got to adjust sometimes, and you get caught up in the wash. You don't want to stand there and watch it. You got to go chase that guy, and Dustin did just that.
Play action. Right side's got a man down there. It's going to be tipped, and a good play down there by the sophomore.
I tell you what, sophomore was on his inside hip. If you want to play defense and run, if you can put your defensive back on the inside hip of the wide receiver, which means you put him in between the receiver and the quarterback, you make it hard for passes to be completed against your opponent. You got to find a way to put your defensive guy in between the receiver and the quarterback.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. They'll go shotgun again on second 10. Swings one out there. It's going to be ruled incomplete, almost a lateral.
Well, the quarterback, Letchworth, just could not get the whole handle of the football and had the rush come in. You had Cheryl Rathbone in on there, Dalton Trammell on the defensive side. You know, and people were, you know, kind of wondering why Dalton's not on the offensive side. It's simply because we had too many guys starting and going both ways, so Dalton needed to play one side or the other, and he's done a fantastic job on the defensive line.
North Henderson leads Tuscola 16-14, Chuck.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Quarterback Letchworth will keep, and he'll go down maybe for a yard to the 45-yard line. It should be fourth down, and it is with 5:15 left to play in the third quarter here. Pisgah leads at 34-0. And they'll send their punt unit on. Pisgah in control of this one from the beginning. Asheville leads Inca 24-13. Irwin 21-6 over McDowell.
That's the team that, I'm telling you, people aren't looking at North Henderson. That's going to be a good football game in 2 weeks.
Here's a snap and the punt is away. A lot of short punts. This one will take a West Henderson hop back to the 14-yard line. It'll be down there. Pisgah will start their next drive. Let's take a timeout. 34-0 is your score. Pisgah leads it. Back in a moment with WPTL Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Carolina!
Cheer. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings.
guitars, and electronic bass. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Chat up and shut, 3 minutes from the stadium. Pisgah leads at 34-0. They get the football back, and on first down, looked like a pretty good run out there from Dakota King, but will be called for a hold. It'll be a spot foul, and that'll back us up inside the 10-yard line now.
You ever want to find out who it's against? You know, they don't have the, you know, the
they don't call names.
You watch the guy walking sheepishly towards the sidelines like he doesn't want to be noticed, and you'll know who that is.
He'll get noticed.
Yeah. You got to learn to act like, hey, I didn't do anything wrong.
That was the other kids.
What, me?
Tight end left side, offset eye, wing right, receiver to the right. Give to Dakota. Dakota gets up to about the 10, maybe the 9. And another flag comes flying in late.
Okay, that's good. We're clapping. Josh Nolan's clapping. So that's going to be probably a late hit or a face mask on the tackle right there.
This will get Pisgah first down if it's some sort of a personal foul. We'll check.
A lot of frustration out of West Henderson.
And they've got to be, and we talk a lot, obviously, because we cover Pisgah, but West Henderson has got to be frustrated with their season, too. East Henderson, 21-13 over Brevard.
That just tells you the tempo and the enthusiasm we've got and the confidence you can play. East Henderson is not a 49-17 better football team than us.
Yeah.
It just went downhill.
I formation, wing right, receiver left. Kyle Bloom gets the carry on the quick hitter to the 30-yard line. He's got five. It'll be second and five. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Pisgah, it's been a long third quarter. Pisgah leads at 34-0.
I was writing and looking at some scores. What was the penalty call?
It was some sort of personal foul. Okay, I didn't see it either, but it's some sort of personal foul.
He gave him that old business down in the, you know, in the pile and everything. Remember the NFL umpire?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a personal foul on 56, giving him the business underneath the pile.
That was great. Personal foul, giving him the business.
Heath.
Here's a give to, who is that?
Heath Stevens.
Heath Stevens all the way to the 49-yard line. First down coming up for Pisgah again.
Heath's got to have the nickname Bubba Stevens. Bubba Stevens, that's the best name right there. Bubba just got an opportunity to run from the fullback spot, pick the nice hole, and the senior coming big for the Pisgah Black Bears. So we got 3:24 left here in the third quarter. The Black Bears lead 34-0. Ball at the West Henderson 49 as Nolan calls and hands off to Kyle Bloom, who rumbles and bumbles and stumbles up to about the 42-43-yard line. 44.
Had a couple calls to the station asking for, I don't have the homecoming queen. I couldn't hear it. I'll try to find out for you in just a minute.
That's what Chad just did, and I got my one play, play-by-play call. I remember last year doing it by phone.
Oh.
I told you, don't ever do that to me again.
Sooner or later, I'm going to get sick or something. It's going to be yours.
I know I've watched you enough that if I do it, I have to stay calm. Okay.
You pick your circumstances.
Right. Baseball, you know, you and I know how to do baseball play-by-play, and that's fun.
It was a lot of fun.
That's just talking.
That's a lot of fun. And you've got to talk a lot because baseball is a much slower game. You've got to call stories and that kind of thing.
And WPTL, one of the very few radio stations that will broadcast softball and baseball. Mm-hmm. And this year we plan on doing some broadcasting from, you know, the Diamond.
We'll do that this spring. We'll look forward to that. Here's a give off the left side to my man King. He's at the 25, at the 20, down the sideline and out of bounds at about the 9. It'll be first and goal for the Big Black.
I tell you what, he's probably 125 pounds, a buck 25 soaking wet, but he is elusive, or as Coach Brindley says, greasy. I mean, this kid come through the hole and slithered and slid his way. He zigged and zagged, and all of a sudden he just broke out and took off running. The kid's fast, too.
8-yard line is the spot now.
We may be closing in on 400 yards.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I thought that might be the case. Kyle Bloom with the carry. Kyle Bloom has run downhill all night long to the 4-yard line. It'll be second goal from there. But he's clearly been running very well, and I'm sure that he's thrilled with this against his former team here.
Well, Kyle Bloom plays with his motor running. It's called jacked up. Bloom is one of those guys that has to have about a 20-minute quieting down, you know, a quiet time after the game to let it all come down and settle in.
Creston Reynolds tied at 14. Give the King. He's brought down in the backfield there. It'll be a loss. It'll be 3rd and 5. Goal from the 5. T.C. Robertson, 36-7 over North Buncombe East. Henderson, 21-19 over Brevard tonight.
I always remember after the 2006 football game over at West Henderson, 36-14 against the Falcons, Zach James, after the great quarterback from Pisgah, off that 2006 team, says it's always sweet to beat West because we don't like them.
I formation again. Now we fumbled the football. It's on the turf, but we pick it up, and he's got a chance to score. It's going to be into the end zone. It's a touchdown. He picked up the fumble, Dakota King, and he scores.
Wow. Dakota King got a guy, tried to reach him, broke the reach tackle, the arm tackle, and just sprinted. I mean, he put on the jets and sprinted 6 yards. I mean, he had to run almost across the field to get into that corner. He ran about 45 yards to get a 6-yard fumble recovery running for a touchdown.
Twiggy's extra point this time. He's getting under him now. Is good. 30.3 seconds left here in the third quarter. Pisgah leads at 41-0. Christine Almond is your homecoming queen tonight. Congratulations to her and her family.
The Almond family, Christine Almond.
I'm really impressed, like you said, with what Curtis Cagle has done with his offensive and defensive lines tonight, too. I'm sure he feels a lot better about things.
Talk to Curtis.
He's taking it tough.
Well, he has, and he takes it personal. Curtis Cagle is one of those quality football coaches that absolutely takes it personal because he feels when the kids are not performing, he's doing something wrong. It's not the kids' fault, it's him. And I talked to him about 2 weeks, and I asked him, I said, Coach, what are you doing? I said, because you're not very good up front right now. And he says, the words are not right now. So the optimum words, we're going to go to work and we're going
to
keep working and get better.
And try to
that's
fix
all
some
we
things.
Can do.
And I think it's pretty clear that we've taken some steps to move forward. And it all starts up front.
And here's the thing.
We get enamored with skilled position players.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
just the way it goes because they're the ones that get the glory, but it all starts up front.
Everybody talked about the lackluster play of the offensive line, and they have been the stars of this football game.
Ball will fall into the end zone again. Another touchback for McClure.
And the West Henderson band over there striking up something, you know, some rhythm and trying to get their team up. Of course, they haven't had much to play for.
They brought a sparse crowd tonight. They're taking it tough over in
Mills River.
Yep. Three receivers to the left side, one to the right side for West. They'll operate from their 20-yard line, moving from left to right. Here's a snap. The quarterback will keep again at the 20-25-yard line. Letchworth dances and still on his feet all the way up to the 34-yard line, first down for them. He has been their only offense tonight, and West really hasn't threatened to score.
Do you know, as the clock's running down here, stop momentarily as they move the chains, but you know the guy on the field who has also come under a lot of scrutiny and criticism, the defensive coordinator, Brandon Holloway. You don't think he wants to pitch a shutout
Absolutely.
Tonight?
Absolutely. And when you make that kind of investment in terms of time and energy and mental and physical strength, that's what's going to happen right there. And they certainly do take it personally. You're right. It's the last play of the third quarter goes for 2 yards for West. They'll have a second, seven play when we return. Pisgah in command here tonight, 41-0. Going to the fourth quarter. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at Midwest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Now, back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Start of the fourth quarter here, second seven for West. Quarterback keeper Letchworth again at the 40-yard line. He'll be brought down at the 42-yard line near hash mark. About a yard, two yards shy of the first down. It'll be a third and two. East Henderson leads Brevard 21-19. TC 36-7 over North Buncombe. Reynolds and Crest now tied at 14 apiece.
Wow, that's a good football game right there. Last I heard, Tigers and the Yankees tied at one in an American League Division Series game. And you said that it was 9-0 Tampa Bay?
Yes, they won handily.
Wow.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Quarterback Letchworth keeps again. He's got a first down at the 47-yard line. Still in their territory, and that'll move the chain here. 41-0 our score. 48 degrees at the stadium. Cool night. Had a little mist earlier. Even cooler tomorrow night. Western Carolina football, you'll be over there, I guess, tomorrow, won't you?
Yes, I will be. 6 o'clock kickoff.
And that'll be on WPTL as well. I don't know what time. I don't have that paperwork. Maybe Tim can tell me. He's doing the game on what time the airtime will be. We'll let you know. One receiver to the left side. Bunch of three to the right. Letchworth takes a snap. Two-step drop. Now fires deep right side. It's going to be incomplete. He overshot his man. It'll be second down. They took a shot downfield.
Well, they did. They try to get a seam. It's called a smash route where they get one of those inside receivers being covered by a safety on a flag route, and there's an open territory. They take the outside receiver and run him some form of out pattern to draw out the outside corner to that, bring him down, and that whole open area on the outside is open, but just misfired by Letchworth.
One receiver right, one to the left, actually three to the left, as they'll bunch it out there again. One set from the 47. A give to a tailback off the right side. He's got first down yardage and beat his man down the sideline and down at the 30, tackled out there by Corey Valentine.
I tell you, eight is around the play everywhere. The kid is just a madman out on the football field. He chased him down from the opposite side linebacker spot. Didn't give up. The kid, they sealed and closed down. We have that problem now. We're starting to get a little tired, and we're playing. Our leverage is starting to be poor now because we're starting to play high,
right,
and they're moving us, and we're not getting that contain. We're losing contain, and they're getting around the edge.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left, and now he's going to go back down in the backfield. That's Cheryl Rathbone on that carry. He loses three. It'll be second down. 10:24 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Pisgah leads at 41-0 in this one. Second 13 coming up now for the Falcons. They're inside Pisgah territory at about the 36. Two receivers left, two to the right, one set. Snap, looks, right side, throws out there, back shoulder caught at the 25-yard line and down there. It was Jesse Anderson on the tackle.
Well, they've decided they're going to pick on 22 out there for us, Jesse Anderson, but Jesse Anderson's not giving ground and playing a solid cornerback spot in this football game. That was caught, but he was dropped on the spot.
And that's one of the areas we haven't talked much about that we wanted to get better play out of, and we've gotten better play out of that.
Yes, we have.
Out of that corner spot. You've lost some kids to graduation. Had one kid that moved out of state. Here's a fly coming in late on the play. It was caught out there for a first down and might be a roughing the passer call.
Yeah, Dustin
Messer
got there just a step late. He realized when he did it. Kid's not a dirty football player, quality football player. Matter of fact, great mom and dad. But just, you know, when you play hard, you'll accept those type of things. Don't pull back. Just keep putting the hammer down and keep playing hard and let it go on the field. Boy, I'd like to pitch a shutout right here.
Three receivers to the left side, one to the right side. Inside the 10-yard line on first and goal. Snap. Quarterback Letchworth carries. He'll be into the end zone, a touchdown, as he walks in after he broke a couple of tackles there. Wes Henderson gets on the board now with 9:24 left in the game. 41-6 is your score.
Cheryl Rathbone came in and used he ran an inside gap route and got to the quarterback, but the quarterback had a little bit more foot speed. And once he got, we're losing, you know, on that defensive series, we played the things that we did poorly in those five games. We're doing it that, you know, in this series on the defensive side.
The extra point is good as it bounces off that cherry picker out there. 9:24 left to play here. In the fourth quarter, Pisgah leads it 41-7. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Black Bear football.
When you're in a jam and you're stuck on the side of the road with car problems, always remember WNC Towing. Phone 648-0777 for 24/7 roadside assistance, lockout service, and more. WNC Towing is ready to serve all of your towing needs. Call Billy Dover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 648-0777. 648-0777. WNC Towing. We will get you going.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Chad Upton, Chuck Feeman, it's from the stadium. Pisgah leads at 41-7. Western Carolina football on the air tomorrow at 5. Tim will have that for you. Kickoff at 6 o'clock as they play Furman, and Western has a chance to win that football game tomorrow.
Absolutely. I think Western has a great chance. You know, Coach Dennis Wagner's done a marvelous job with the Catamounts. Vast improvement from last year's football team, and they always play Furman in an exciting ball game. It's family weekend, so that's going to be that's going to be a great weekend. You got App traveling down to Spartanburg to play Wofford. That's going to be a huge
game. The game's on TV on PBS at 3 o'clock.
That's number 3 versus number 8 in the country. That's, you know, anytime you get ranked teams playing, that's big.
Appalachian has Georgia Southern at home. That will be, and you'll have to put in early to get my spot up there in the press box, because I'm sure that, and it was full last week for Chattanooga. There was nowhere for the press to sit. Actually, Dad and I sat in one of the TV booths because it was so full. 15, 20, 25, 30-yard line. Now we've got a man that's got a head of steam, and it's Bloom all the way up to the 42-yard line. Kyle Bloom continues to play well. He looked like Tim Dwight out there.
I tell you what, and he just was rolling. He was like a locomotive with a full head of steam, and he wasn't going to be stopped, and Wes Henderson didn't want anything to do with them, and so he brings the ball up into West Henderson's territory and ends up at a 42-yard line. Great return out of Bloom out of the short kick.
Catch this. Asheville 24-20 over Inca. That's it. Irwin 28-6 over McDowell. Creston Reynolds still tied at 13 in the third. Here's a little give to Tyler Hanna.
And we have quarterback McKinley Brown in, who's done a marvelous job in the two games coming up from the junior varsity. And why he's not back on the junior varsity is because they used up his eight-quarter rule. And that was, he started on the JVs, and once he played eight quarters, he has to stay on the varsity.
I didn't realize that was the rule. I thought they could play eight quarters a week. I didn't understand.
But McKinley sacrificed his junior, or you know, junior varsity season to play on that varsity, so they're going to give him some time too.
He hands to Trey Goodlett. Goodlett has had some good games, and this is his first time to carry the football tonight. Boy, you're right. I'll be interesting to see what kind of offense that we produce out of this running game tonight. We've done whatever we want to do running the football. And again, we've got to get a lot of credit to those kids up front making that happen. Really, on both sides of the football, West has not really been threatening on their side on offense either.
Got a few changes in there. Michael Presley's in there.
Jordan Moody splits to the left side. Here's a pitch out to the right side of the 40. Goodlett to the 39-yard line. A flag comes in late on that play. Probably something against us in terms of a hole. We'll check it for you. .804 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Your Black Bears lead it 41-7. And I'll go to sleep a lot easier tonight knowing that we played this well.
Coach Presley satisfied with the number one offense and making some wholesale changes. Brought in McKinley Brown at the quarterback. You still got Holt Underwood at the center. Michael Presley's in there still. You have Cheryl Rathbone still in there. Zach Emmons in there, number 81, 5'10 senior.
24-14, Murphy leads Robbinsville at halftime. Franklin 42-6 over Smoky. TC 36-7 over the Blackhawks of Brevard. One receiver to the left side, wing left, offset eye. Snap, inside give, and he fumbled the football. It's on the turf, and I think West has got it on a little misdirection play. The exchange never really happened, and West gets the football back.
Not what Coach Presley wanted, but what he had was some kind of long play action, and with when you make some changes and they're selling out on the run, knowing Pisgah's not going to throw the football, you know, West is bringing 9-10 guys in the box and shooting linebackers in the gap, and they're getting in the backfield before we can make the handoff. So what you're going to have to do when you do that is stop the runs inside the tackles and run a couple toss sweeps, and that'll stop that.
Three receivers left, one to the right, offset eye. Now they'll go shotgun, snap, play action, I pull down and keep. To the 40-yard line, first down, run out of bounds at the 37-yard line. That young man has had several yards tonight. He's really been their only offense, has Brandon Letchworth, the 5'9", 160-pound junior quarterback for the West Henderson Falcons.
Look here, we got some wholesale defensive changes as McKinley Brown comes in and is going to play a linebacker. Coaches, we're talking about McKinley Brown being an outstanding linebacker prospect also. Nick Phillips in at linebacker.
Three receivers right, one to the left again. Back to pass, two, three-step drop, fires over the middle. It's caught him, and he's got it again. At the 20-yard line, down to the 30. 35, 40-yard line, cuts it back and down at the 42-yard line. Matthew Inman with another pick.
Boy, Inman was on his back pocket waiting for that, and when the ball was thrown high, the receiver gave up on it. But Inman, when the ball is thrown, you turn from a defensive back into a wide receiver, and that you play the ball. And Inman played that perfectly. Second interception for the boys.
Pisgah has won the turnover battle tonight clearly as well.
Now, Coach Presley, hey, get yourself in an I formation, line them up, and do a toss sweep and find out. They want to shoot the inside gaps. Run the toss sweep, folks.
One receiver to the left side. Wing to the left. I formation now. Snap. Give straight ahead. Goodlett. Goodlett. Rumbles his way to midfield.
Attaboy. Coach Presley's applauding that effort right there. Great line surge. Goodlett just got behind the line behind Holt Underwood and Cheryl Rathbone and just got in that wedge. They wedged it, and I mean, it was like just as far as you can take me, boys, and they took them about 6 yards.
Remember to kick off every Football Friday with the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show from 6:30 to 7 every Friday evening. Sponsored exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe and Ice Cream Shop on Pisgah Drive. One receiver left side, wing left, I formation give to Goodlett. Goodlett drug down in the backfield. He lost a yard. It'll be third down. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show, live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant on Highway 276 in Bethel. Coach Presley and I talk Pisgah football, brought to you by Carolina Pond and Gun, Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance, Plus Linen and Uniform Service, Pioneer Seed Supply, Single Stop Stores, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. You can listen live on the web, or you can join us in the morning at the Jukebox. Good biscuits and gravy. I have been eating there for every Saturday morning for some time now. They do a great job with their meals, and we enjoy going out there. 48-yard line is dropped. It'll be fourth down now, and Coach Presley will make a decision what they want to do on our side of the field at the 48, and he'll bring in the punt team, I believe. Crest leads Reynolds now 21-14. Asheville up on Inca 31-20.
Coach got said something to Coach Cagle. Cagle met his offensive line down there. And that's a difficult thing because they can put more guys in the box and shoot the gaps than you got blockers. Somebody's going to creep through.
Twiggy, end over end punt. It's going to take a Pisgah roll. It does. The 10 inside the 5. To the 3, to the 2. Well, boys, they dropped him just inside the 1-yard line. Inman stops it from rolling into the end zone. Got greedy on that one.
Inman is a riverboat gambler, boy.
The ball is on the 1-inch line.
He had that hand stuck on the line 1 inch, and that ball rolled right into
it. I was afraid he was going to let it go.
And he gets up like, it's all right, coach, I had it all the way.
Shoo. 99.9 yards to go for West to score.
Don't want
to
play poker with Inman, though.
One receiver to the right side. The entire offense is in their end zone for West. Three receivers to the left. Back to pass, looks, fires deep right side. He's got a man down there, and it's caught at the 30-yard line.
That was Jesse Dyes on there that absolutely... getting a little PT, but absolutely got lost on that, then found the receiver and made a nice tackle.
0-27-10 over Mount Heritage. East 35-19 over Brevard. They've opened that game up.
In comes Big Dalton Trammell.
It's good to see. Just saw Will Warren, one of our assistant coaches, just came out off the top of the press box. That young man is excited, and I feel that way for everybody. Winning can solve a lot of problems. And I think it transcends the entire community, not just the football team, but the high school itself, the community, everything. Solves a lot of issues. People can walk with their heads up a little bit more. And as you go along and win some games, you get that chest bowed out a little bit. Oh, that's good for everybody.
You won your homecoming game. You win your homecoming game, then you win against your rival. That can complete a season.
Goodrich goes down for a loss to the
McKinley
46.
Brown.
McKinley Brown on the tackle from his linebacker spot. 4:20 left to play in the game.
I like that Brown as a leader, too, boy. He gets up. He's got that low five. He gives that high five. He's patting guys on the back.
It's third down. 0-27-10 over Mountain Heritage. Low snap. Picks it up. Looks left. Now right. Throws. It's going to be incomplete. Had a good little play out there.
Well, that was that
by
was,
my man Austin Wyke, I believe,
yes.
On the coverage.
Look, and he's got a little. Look at that chest bump. They're leaping and giving some chest bumps.
And you said this a few weeks ago. Our kids, your term is having their daubers down a little bit. And when we make a good play, no one really reacts. There've been a lot more positive reactions tonight. That's a good deal.
You go on with your bad self. You got that. You make a play like that, Mr. White, you can go chest bump everybody. Leaping jet, you know. He got up. He had some ups on that, too, now.
Pisgah will take a timeout. We'll take a timeout for 60 seconds here as well. 3:55 left to play in the game. 41-7, Pisgah in control. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears Sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
.355 left to play in the football game. 41-6, Pisgah. 41-7, excuse me. Pisgah in control. It's fourth down for West. They go for it at the 31-yard line. Their 31-yard line. One receiver, two to the left, two to the right. One set. Shotgun. Looks left. Time. Now steps up in the pocket. He'll run. 35-yard line, and he'll be drugged down before he reaches the markers, and Pisgah will go back on offense at the 38-yard line here late in this ball game. It's been Pisgah all night.
Great play out of McKinley Brown from his linebacker spot, sitting out in his drop zone and didn't overcommit, let the guy make sure that he met him about 4 or 5 yards from the marker, the first down marker, and then threw, you know, made a good grab, good tackle, and turns the ball over. So that's a great job out of McKinley Brown. And that, you know, look, he couldn't throw the ball because of all the receivers. They put man coverage on him. All the guys were locked in, had them covered, locked them down. Quarterback Letchworth had nobody to throw to, had to run.
Yep.
Good job out of the secondary.
38-yard line is a spot. One receiver to the left, one to the right. I formation, wing to the left. And down at the 40-yard line.
It's going to take one toss sweep. And it may go to the house, but they'll get out of sending 10 guys through the holes. You only have like 5, 6, maybe, you know, 6 blockers up there right now. Because you're flanking some guys out and you got the quarterback handing off. But look, man, they're bringing 10 guys. There are 2 guys unaccounted for. I mean, right up the middle.
Yep. One receiver to the left side, one to the right side, I formation. On 2nd and 11. Goodlett with the carry to the 33-yard line.
Austin Smiley out there in the line, getting a little banging on the white jerseys.
Asheville leads Inca 39-26 now. A lot of offense, and Inca has a propensity to come back in these games, so that one probably won't be over until it's over, I'll tell you that. 3rd and 6 coming up. Pisgah football at the 34-yard line on 3rd down again. 2:35 left to play. Pisgah in command. They have been all night. 41-7 is your football score. One receiver to the right side. I formation. One to the left. Goodlett gets the carry. Spins and down at the 30-yard line. Shot of the first down. It'll be 4th down. Good to see some other kids get a chance to play. With us being up.
Absolutely. They work hard in practice just like everybody
else.
They do.
That's right. It's going to leave a good taste in your mouth going into your rivalry game, too.
Big time. This being Coach Presley's 99th win, coaching victory. He can get 100 against his rival. There's your toss sweep.
And he's got the first down. 25-yard line goes Goodlett.
Hey, Coach Presley, that old sneaky fox right there.
The Candler Fox?
Candler Fox. Got his first down, moved the chains. He's talking about getting in victory formation, taking the knee.
Irwin 28-13 over McDowell. Polk 27-21 over Mitchell. East Henderson 42-19 over Brevard. Hendersonville 35-14 over Avery. I want to thank Tim Hodges, who does an excellent job every night at producing our games for us, Chuck. He does an excellent job getting the scores for us.
Tim's the man.
He is. One receiver to the left side.
Victory formation.
And a victory formation now in a knee. We'll move the clock at 1:15. What'd you see?
Well, I just the way Presley's reacting, you know, he just kind of standing there with his hand in the pockets, and heat started to come off, and he just took and waved him back in and said, do it again. You love it when you can do about 2 or 3 of these at the end of the ball game, and these kids have fought their tails off, and finally they get to have this opportunity. It feels good.
Maybe the new pants is what we needed the whole time. Go victory again. This is who's credited with coming up with, isn't it Notre Dame?
Oh, don't give the Fighting Irish.
Come on.
Don't those I think it was Michigan.
I think it's Notre Dame.
All right.
I'm trying to keep it real up here, man.
I don't know if it was Notre Dame. Let me do some fact checking.
Well, yeah, that'd be good. I usually take pretty good care of you. Third down. With 14 seconds left, and Pisgah will not run another play. Congratulations to everybody involved in this one tonight, as Pisgah will win 41-7 and head into rivalry week next week. Let's take a time out here. We'll get you caught up with scores. We'll get you caught up with stats. Chuck and I will talk a little about next week on our postgame show, and we'll have a little bit longer postgame show tonight because we had a lot of good things to talk about. Back in a moment, WPTR Radio. The voice of Pisgah football.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me. Just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks. I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical. But maybe something practical. Like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better State Farm.
In Waynesville, see Lee Starnes at 38 South Main Street. Phone 456-9471.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements at MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain in Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence. Our passion.
Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth, too, with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Final score tonight, Pisgah wins this one 41-7, a huge win. Coach Presley now 99 career wins at Pisgah to 38 losses. He continues his very good tenure here at Pisgah. Pisgah now 7-3, 8-3 make that against Wes Henderson overall since 2001. 4-2 here at Pisgah Memorial Stadium. You had some numbers that you were looking at that so far that were interesting.
This is the important thing, is that we came in with having scored 87 points. We now climbed over the 100 mark. That's got to feel good with this 41-point performance. 128 points scored by Pisgah. You know, but the big thing is we get a win. We can forget about the first five games. We got to win. We're 1-0. And Coach can go get his 100th coaching victory against Tuscola. How fitting is that? I mean, that's a great storyline right there. He gets the opportunity to get his 100th win, which he doesn't care about. But, you know, we always mark that. The great coaches, they win games, okay? And, you know, he gets his opportunity to get that 100th win next week against that big rival. The game, the national great rivalry series, again, is coming back for the third year. It's going to be a jam-packed place at C.E. Weatherby Stadium. That's going to be an exciting. But tonight, it was all made possible. In my mind, by the guys up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage. On the defensive side, defensive tackles David Hernandez and Dalton Trammell, Kyle Bloom, Garrett Holland, linebackers, the two linebackers, Dustin Messer and Corey Valentine, played a heck of a ball game all over the field. Our secondary shut them down, did a great job. Jesse Anderson was picked on all night, never gave up a big play, and got his first varsity interception. But what about these guys? David Brookshire, Cheryl Rathbone, Holt Underwood, Alex Gurner, and Christian Bryant, your offensive linemen, them hogs tonight opened up and gashed Wes Tennyson on the offensive line. They did a marvelous job.
And gave some, and conversely, were able to give Kyle Bloom, who had an outstanding football game tonight, Messer and King room to run tonight. Our skill people were thrown out there to do what they do. And it was just a completely different feel all the way around.
And as the game progressed, the junior quarterback, the all-conference quarterback, Josh Nolan, started to get into rhythm, started to get back his old self again, threw some great passes. They'll give him the bad words that pass out to Matthew Emmon was a lateral.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that was a great job. You know, he'll be disappointed in that. But, you know, we did everything well tonight, and that's great, and that's good to get that W, and you feel good, and it's homecoming game. And I'm looking over at the numbers, Chad. The Pisgah Black Bears finished with 380 yards rushing, and we 20 yards shy of getting that 400 mark. We passed the ball for 57, finished with 437 yards. Fantastic job. Leading rusher, Kyle Bloom.
Wow.
Against his old school, 19 rushes, 122 yards. He's the only one over the 100 mark and did a fabulous job. Josh Nolan was 4 for 12 for 57 yards and had a touchdown pass. Did a great job. Only 1 for 1 in the second half as we didn't need to throw the football. But overall, that was a great effort
I thought I want to give everybody in our running back stable credit, but I thought Kyle Bloom was extra dangerous tonight. If he runs like that the rest of the year, we're going to do some special things. I thought he was explosive getting to where he needed to be in terms of holes. He had that return that looked really, really good. I was very impressed with that young man tonight.
Well, and you know, you look at the quarterback for West Henderson, the final stats, they finished with 262 yards in total offense, 182 yards rushing, 80 yards passing, but they had 158 yards out of their quarterback Letchworth, and you know they had some losses in that. And but the bottom line is the kid had he had 134 yards rushing, not 158. Had 134 yards and did a fabulous job there.
But on how many carries? 25,
25, 26, 27, 28, 29 carries.
Wow.
You know, so the bottom line, he did a great job there. And but you know, he was their only weapon on the offense, and our defense for most of the night, you know, played outstanding. You know, everybody else was a non-factor. Letchworth was their only person, so they were one-dimensional on the offensive side. And West Henderson's got a long way to go, but we don't care about that. We get a first win. We're 1-0. You know, as far as we're concerned, we move on. We get ready for the Mountaineers, a big rivalry game at Weatherby next Friday.
Let's take a time out. We'll catch you up to date on scores from around the region, talk a little bit about next week's game. When we return, you're listening to the postgame show, Pisgah Win or Not, 41-7. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Black Bear football.
Great-great-grandpa Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Disc can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cooked, served feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton, for a clean like you've never seen.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun.
Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sammy gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bear.
Jones Body Shop and Service Center is the one stop to keep your vehicles looking good and running well. There's expert body work from frame straightening to collision repair, restoration, and a deep gleaming paint job. Jones Body Shop prides themselves in satisfied customers. For mechanical work, they handle all minor mechanical repairs. Discuss your need with Jimmy Jones or Jason Jones at Jones Body Shop and Service Center, New Clyde Highway, Canton. Call 648-8304.
AM 920 is WPGL, Canton.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Your final score here tonight. Pisgah, a big winner over West Henderson. Other scores for you. First, the big one. North Henderson has beaten Tuscola 16-14. That's a final score. Polk County over Mitchell 27-21. North Buncombe down 36-7 final score over TC. TC a winner there, excuse me. Owen 27-10 over Heritage. Irwin 35-13 over McDowell. Asheville 46-26. Over Inca. Polk 27-21 over Mitchell. Madison 42-30 over Thomas Jefferson, and those are the scores that we have for you. Crest 27-14 over Reynolds. Franklin 42-6 over Smoky Mountain. And again, those are the scores that we have for you. Chuck, go ahead, bud.
Well, we were sitting there just talking about the players of the game. We wanted to start something new, and so we have an offense and defensive player of the game. And our offensive player of the game is a kid that used to play at West Henderson. He's a senior, and for 19 carries, 122 yards rushing, and two touchdowns, the offensive player of the game for Pisgah is going to be Kyle Bloom. And on the defensive side, you can pick between about five or six guys, but we're going to pick two, a co-defensive players of the game, and that is linebacker number 8, Corey Valentine, was all over the field, probably had a the last total was somewhere around 11 tackles total in this football game. And Jesse Anderson, who played lights out cornerback, yep, and was picked on all night long and never gave up the big play. So that's our players on the defensive side, players of the game, Corey Valentine, Jesse Anderson.
Who would have thought that we were going to go into this Tuscola game this week and say, as of tonight, as of at 10.05 p.m. Eastern time on Friday night, the week before the Tuscola-Pisgah game, that Pisgah is going to have the momentum going into the game against Tuscola next week.
I wouldn't have said that. You know, I was really concerned this was going to be a tight football game, and Pisgah just came out and started throwing the haymakers. They had the tempo of the team was up. The defense played great. But, you know, look, it's all bottom line. You know, the skilled people did great jobs, but those linemen, those guys up front did a marvelous job. And, you know, you could give the whole offensive line the credit. And I'm sure Kyle Bloom would then point and give credit to the offensive line. But they got that momentum because of the way they played. They played with emotion and passion, flying around, doing fundamentally the good things. And then late in the game, you know, they made some substitutions and a lot of yardage was picked up. But, you know, they won the game and they won it big. And that's got to make them feel good.
It absolutely has got to make them feel good. It makes me feel good, I'll tell you that. Asheville 46-33 over Inca. East Henderson over Brevard 45-26. Murphy 52-28 over Robbinsville. Again, for those folks that are just now getting to their vehicles and riding home, Tuscola has lost tonight. North Henderson has beaten them 16-14. What kinds of things are you going to be looking for next week? Tuscola is in a situation where they had some players get hurt. They really don't have a quarterback in terms of what you typically see. They've got someone under center, but they've not had someone had a chance to really be that. What kinds of things are you going to be looking for next week? They only scored 14 points against a pretty decent North Henderson team, but again, only 14 points for them. If we can continue to do the things in terms of running the football, get Josh a little bit more confidence, I feel pretty good about our chances next week.
Well, it it's always a great matchup. But this, what I'm looking for is both teams are going to throw out records. And that old cliche is going to come to roost in that game because it's going to be a wild football game. Tuscola plays great defense. We said North Tennyson's a better football team than people were giving them credit for. And to go into Weatherby and beat Tuscola, they're going to be on edge. They're going to be angry. And it's a time where they got to feel, you know, start feeling good because now they move to 2-5 overall on the season. And so that doesn't feel good for them. And but that tells me 2 weeks from now we're going to have a football game on our hands when we travel down to Edneyville to play North Tennyson. But first things first, this is going to be one wild contest in Weatherby next Friday. Packed house, the enthusiasm, people don't care about the records. You know, you got you may have at the best time two equal football teams.
Think about it a little bit too. The other topic I want to cover with you real quick before we finish up tonight. The other topic too is Pisgah's got their first win now, in a lot better shape in terms of playoffs now than we would have been. Of course, we said we didn't have to necessarily win these 3A games, but to have a chance to have that top seed out of the 2A subdivision of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, it was pretty important for us to get off the schneid tonight and make that happen. Pisgah, at least after tonight, is in much better shape in terms of where they may be come playoff time, where anything can happen.
Absolutely. The most important football games on the remaining schedule for Pisgah is the last three. It's against the 2A teams. You win all those 3A games, you get to play home, as remarkable and strange as that is, but you get to play at home, so you have to keep that in focus. But you want to have, you don't want to be an up-and-down situation. You now turn the corner, and the team has played well. They've got, you know, we came out of here with no injuries.
Right, that's a big deal.
You know, so we, you know, this is our first game where we don't have people, you know, that played in the game that have injuries. Quarterback play is, you know, everything you want.
Quarterback play moved along as the night went on, though, I thought.
Absolutely, and Coach Presley recognized that because, you know, he went and started doing the things that he wanted to do with the old Josh. And so, you know, then he realized Josh was rusty. And he, you know, and once he made a couple bad throws, he then all of a sudden you could see he was, you know, he was pushing and he was, you know, aiming his throws instead of being Josh. So he gave him a couple throws that were easy throws and his guys made big plays out of them and Josh all of a sudden got the spark. And so that, you're right, as the game wore on, Josh, got better as the game wore on. And we'll need Josh next weekend.
Absolutely.
You know, next weekend and at Weatherby against the Mountaineers. So I'm looking for an exciting football game, as it is always, you know, that these games get together. So I'm going to get $20. I'm going to go in and buy me $20 worth of 50-50 tickets, and I'm hoping that I win that jackpot that probably, you know, they – now, see, Tuscola's got a lot to do because Tuscola's got to try and get over that 5,000. Last year's – drawing was over $5,000, you know, on that 50-50.
Right,
so
right.
They if they want to match the, you know, the Black Bears 50-50, you know, I want to make sure I'm in that pot to get that. 30 years and I've never won it, so there's,
you might get your opportunity.
That's right.
Murphy 52-28 score over Robbinsville TC, 36-7 over North Buncombe. Again, Tuscola loses tonight, 16-14 to North Henderson. Pisgah wins tonight, 41-7 is your final here from Pisgah Memorial Stadium. We'll start next week at 6:30. Check that. I'm sorry, 6:30 is our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview show. 7 o'clock, we'll start getting you set for the 7:30 kickoff between Pisgah and Tuscola. Tomorrow morning, the David Presley Show begins at 8 a.m. We'll talk about this win tonight, talk a little bit about Tuscola next week and get you set for that ball game. So make sure you tune in to the Pisgah David Presley Show tomorrow morning. Final score, East Henderson over Brevard, 45-26. Any other thoughts you got before we head off tonight?
It starts right now. The clock has just chimed at 10:10. Officially at 10:10 right now, it starts the Tuscola week. Coaches start preparing. Kids start. They're going to let this, you know, let this celebration go, but the coaches are going to start preparing for Tuscola. I know Coach Presley and the staff, they want to keep this momentum going. They would love to have that two-game win streak going into the last three games against the 2A teams and win the last five and go into the playoffs as the number one seed and host some playoff games.
Absolutely. It'd be huge. For Chuck Fiebernitz, Chad Upton, Pisgah, a winner tonight. 41-7. Tim Hodges again in our Kansas studio with an excellent job. We certainly appreciate him. On the air tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show. 6:30 is our airtime. Friday night as Pisgah takes on Tuscola. Chuck Biebernitz, Chad up in the stadium. Tim Hodges in our studio. Until next week, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Pisgah High School Football, live on AM 920 and streaming on the web at WPTLradio.net. Join us all season for Pisgah Black Bears action, home and away. And come back tomorrow morning at 8 for the David Presley Show, live from Jukebox Junction in Bethel. For more Pisgah football on WPTL.